Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
Long Island Joe. Were you having some technical difficulties?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
336. Okay, nice. Oh, shoot, so the mic might have been off
now.
All the time. Okay. Wow. Technical difficulty. All right. Well, let's start back over. Right now, I just like to let everybody thank everybody that came. And I'd like to just thank a few of the guys that came out and helped me. The guys who cooked the food, the fish, Fat Daddy. I'd like to thank Mike Castellano for hooking me up with the ham and the turkeys. That was great. Collard greens, the whole bit. All that came in. Like I said, we're going to do it Friday night and Saturday. It just thanks for everybody for their support. That's all I can tell you. It was a lot of things that we had to do. I know the lanes were cluttered on Friday. We tried to straighten out everything for Friday night to make sure everything was right for Saturday. You know, sometimes things don't work as planned like you want. So we had to change stuff around, and it worked around and did the right thing. Sometimes you got too many people, and it doesn't work. So one's telling you one thing, one's telling you the other thing, and so not good. Even though you think you're doing better by having more, sometimes more is not good. So work one lane, have one person working a lane to get it, is better off because he knows where he started at, he knows where he finished at, where he keeps going, but not cutting across. So I apologize for Friday night on some of the ones that didn't get to get through right away or hung up. You know, not everything works right, but if something's ever wrong like that, just come to me. I don't mind coming over there and go check it out. I don't mind looking. We also had a couple wrecks. We also had a couple guys that they felt so good that they thought they kept going, and then we had to go down there and get them out of the sand pit. So, you know, like when Gordo ran meet, he never stopped. He kept it going. You know, he just kept going and went right in the sand pit, Gordo oiled the track down. But those things I can't avoid, you know, and it takes time sometimes. Pulling the guy out, cleaning the oil up, it takes time. But we had the right machinery over there that it can take care of everything. So that was the greatest thing that everything could happen. But I need to know some of the races that happened and some of the races that didn't happen. Now, Butchie Woods, you never got a chance to run again, right? Or what happened?
No, because they said they were going to run other cars, and then it got a little late, and my driver had to leave, so I just told him, no, don't worry about it. I just went and loaded my car up so we can go. You know, I'd do it another day. But the funny part of that was we was in the lane. Your boy Cliffy pulled up right beside me. After Pro Stock Joe paid him a deposit and counted out his money, Cliffy, you want to do something? No. If he really wanted to race, he would have raced. Cliffy didn't want to race that whole damn day. I don't care what nobody say.
So you think Cliffy was faking it?
Yeah, he was faking the whole damn day. Man. If he wanted to race, he would have raced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say. Even 8-Ball and them was in there asking him after they paid James' deposit, what you want to do, Cliffy? He said no. So how did he want to race? If he really wanted to race, why he didn't get in the paint? Just answer that question for me.
I can't answer it. I'll let him answer it for you. So just tell me something. I know he won a lot of deposits from what I'm hearing.
He won two deposits. Right. He won two deposits. Well, he got two deposits. He paid one and got two.
Paid one and got two. Okay. Huh. All right, well, we're going to have to
find
out.
I mean, let him tell you. Let him tell you.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out. So your race was paid off in deposit. Okay. All we know now. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up another mic here. Maybe we can get down to the bottom with a couple other people, too. 484-8596, your mic is open.
Hello, everyone. This is Silverhawk.
What's going on, Silverhawk?
Hey, look, how are you?
So far, it's hanging in there, bro. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened with your race?
Well, I had a problem with a dipstick that I couldn't get the oil. In other words, the transmission oil on the dipstick, every place I took it was all obsolete. I couldn't get a dipstick holder in it. So, you know, I had a problem with the transmission on the dipstick leaking oil. So,
okay.
Couldn't find one. You know, I talked to Mike Brown. Mike Brown said we'd do it for another day. You know, I said, okay. So we probably going to end up doing something up at ACO later on, you know.
Okay.
But my car was down there.
No, I think, you know. Well, they said, they also said that Young Thang was down there, too.
Yeah, he was down there.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the car. He said. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I heard a whole bunch of things. So, wow. Okay, so I'm trying to make sure.
So my car was down there.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. I just have to keep a check on what happened and what didn't happen. So I know a lot of other races, you know, and what race you think you liked out of everything during the week?
Which one I liked it?
Yeah.
I liked the 8-Ball, bro. 8-Ball, yo, that guy 8-Ball? Whoo!
Mm-hmm.
That's a man who won a race. I see that now. That guy 8-Ball. Yeah, that's a man. That's a man who just won a race, no matter he win or lose. You know, I sat there watching all day. I sat there watching. Man, he just going up the car after Cliffy didn't want to race. You know, try to do some other stuff. You know, I ain't gonna get into that, but. That guy 8-Ball, my hands off to him, bro. You know, I got much respect for 8-Ball.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Them people with their program, their program is pretty tight. You know, I like that. I like that. But 8-Ball, he got my props on him. You know.
Hey. And I just want to let everybody
know.
I would love to race him, too. Okay. Yeah, he's a good guy. Definitely a good guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
It ain't no bull stuff or nothing. He just want to race. You know, win or lose. You know, this man going up to a pro mod. To a pro mod car to ask him, do he want to race? I said, this man crazy.
Yeah. He actually won... He actually won Racer of the Week, so I was just letting you guys know. They had a point system. I'm not doing it, but Pro Stock Joe actually did it. And a lot of guys got problems with a couple things. I'm just going to say it straight out. And I'm going to say shooter with it, don't matter. I don't care if you don't like Pro Stock or not, but if you turn around, a man turn around and is giving something back to the game like that, throwing money back to the game, and he's doing his work. Hey, whatever he makes, he makes. But one thing about it, he kept his promise. It was $500 for the person that turned around that was number one. And it ended up, I turned around, I gave him $100 more and said, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it another $100 on top of that. So it made it $600. So he did that, and he had all his guys. He put it down, and he showed the whole thing down. Now, I'll say it because I don't care. It don't matter. Sometimes it needs to be said. And it's in our grudge game. It's the only ones that to cry about it. And then if you go to class racing, they don't cry about it. You don't hear nobody crying about because a man gave you money. You don't hear nobody crying about, you know what I mean? I know he, so what if he makes money? Stop pocket watching. It don't matter what he makes. That's the problem with everybody. You know, so
that's
worried about
problem.
The next man making something.
Watch.
Yeah, the next man that makes something, they got to worry about what he makes. If he the one thought of it, guess what? Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. When you go bracket racing, the man that make bracket racing, you know, he makes money off that bracket racing. What did he do?
Yeah.
But ain't nobody crying about it. And, you know, as soon as this guy do something, yeah, everybody got to go crying like a baby. Stop crying about it. Be happy that you got it, and that's it. Everybody, you know, something to get. I got guys over here that's coming into the game now that say, hell with the bracket racing, hell with everything else, they come in the grudge game. Anybody can see it. You know, look, just happen to be at the track and you just looked around. You've seen guys that wasn't there before that are there now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they feel that they're getting more for their buck in the grudge game. And I'm not going to say, I'm going to let everybody know something. Three people got a sponsor Saturday. Three of them, they got sponsors. You know, I laughed at it because everybody always thinks that somebody can't get something. But now the grudge game is gone. They always say the grudge is dead, ain't nothing going on. No, you make it dead because you're up there hating on everybody. Everybody's got to, instead of working together, we can turn around and get this thing moving. But when you do the negative and all that like that and people see the negative, do you ever see any of the bracket races or those class races go out there talking bad on another guy or whatever, and they don't get, let me tell you,
nope.
They don't get nowhere near what they got.
You're right.
I'm just saying straight out. The purse was paid. It was up to $10,000 of purse for that import versus that American Muscle, whatever they called it. That was $10,000 that we that we paid. The 10-inch tire class was paid $5,000 to the winner. You know, they did whatever they wanted in the finals, whatever they had to do, that was paid with not even, now the thing about this here, no entry fee. Who else does that? Who else does
Nobody.
That? You know, but, you know, and you try to get people back and look like they cry more the more you give them. And then you go to these other things and go to the class. Guys told me, first, they got to qualify. Now, you might get two qualifying runs, and that's $250 for one day. That's it. Now you go home. But if we
well,
don't
really?
Start crying over stupid, yeah, oh, yeah. Go ahead and go look and see what it costs to get in there. Go ahead. Go check it out. Same thing with the campus. You got people crying about the hookup, what they charge in $25. When they go to PDR, okay, it's $25 a day when they do the hookups at the track when we had it, right? I'm just going to give you a rundown. We got nothing to do with none of the hookups with the campus. That's the track's money. It's up to us to put money on top of it if we want. You know, we want to turn around and make money. We did not do it. You go to PDRA and ask them how much it is for 2 days. It's $150 at the same track. So that shows you who's making money, who's not making money. I mean, we need to stop that and start looking and seeing before you start talking. A lot of people open their mouth and act like they know what they're talking about, and they don't know the business. That's the problem. If we was making something off of them, we would have turned around and said the same way. Oh, no, it's $150. Nope. It's only $25 that the track gets. So guess what? Every day the track gets $25, that's on track. That ain't nothing to do with us. But you shouldn't explain it to somebody. But the problem is a lot of times they screw their own self us getting sponsored by them crying and everything else. That's the reason why the Grudge Gang got such a bad rap. They ain't getting nothing else. But now, guess what? Look at it now. Look at the guys that come across. Look at everybody that's trying to come back over to the Grudge scene, the no time scene on the classes. Why do they want to come to the no time scene? Because they're getting paid more. You know, you go to the other thing, you know how much. Go ahead, just look. I don't have to say anything. How about this here? I'll give you a better one than that. Go see how much money do they get when they win on the Pro Mod circuit, when they win that day. Just go see. And just see how much, and you know how hard it is to qualify or whatever. Just see how much it is. How much do they win? So let's just do that before we start crying about certain things. We need to look what you're looking at first and listen. Stop turning around and worrying about what this guy is. If he can turn around and help you out, he's helping you. I ain't never seen all people, everybody got something to say, and they're getting something. That's the worst part. You know, if you ain't getting nothing, it'd be something different. And it seems like they'll go to somewhere where they don't give them anything, and they're happy. Happy. That's what I understand. That's what, it's great, you know, triple the price, but they're happy. You know, that's what gets me with these guys. I don't understand it sometimes. Don't do it. You know, if you don't like the game, you don't like the Grudge Gang, go on to Class Racing. Don't leave us alone. Let's keep it moving. The Grudge Gang going to move without you and going to keep moving. The excitement is
good
there,
report.
And that's it. The excitement is there, and everybody else is there. And the way it keeps going on right now, and if it's going to keep going like that, guess what? People looking now, you know, hey, if you guys can't take heed, let's just be real. NHRA just did call-outs. Why are they doing call-outs? Because they're worried about their sponsors is turning around and looking at the Grudge Game. NHRA, since
right.
when you ever heard guys calling somebody, I'm calling you, I don't want to run you, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to take imitate. Go look at Street Outlaws and all that. They're the fakest shit I've
yeah.
seen. And everybody going for it. Ooh, you know, the excitement. But meanwhile, when they got to see the real raw thing, and they were like, wow, holy shit, like this? You guys got to turn around mm-hmm. and stop giving away stuff and learn to keep your own stuff with you. Well, if you're bickering and fighting, worrying about the next man, I'm sorry. We ain't going to go nowhere. So I'd rather let whoever got the bickering go. Just leave. Go ahead. It ain't going to hurt nobody. We're going to go together. We're going to keep moving on up. You know, I'm just being real about it. I just turned around, Monster Energy Drinks. I got off the phone with them last night, you know, and already something's getting ready to go into works. I got to wait for the thing. I'm seeing what's going to go. If everything works out, guess what? It's going to be a sponsor there. It's going to be crazy. Now, if it turns around, they start adding on money, money, and money, and now you can turn around and have the purse even bigger. You know, I like to see a damn show turn around and say, damn, it's going to be $50,000 to win. I like to see that. you know, and it got to be one of those cars that it haven't shown time or whatever, you know what I mean, one of those numbers. That'd be so
right.
cool, man. Finally got to show Clay something, you know, something really nice, and I hate to say it, people up there got to, you know, just, I don't know, they ain't too happy. People ain't happy about what they got to do. Got to worry about this, got to be worried about that. You know, did you have a good time? If you didn't have a good time, I'm sorry you didn't have a good time. That's all I can say.
I had a good time.
You know, I appreciate it. You know, and I had a lot of people say they had a nice time. You know, I done had people that had never been to the track, and they said they had a great time. They can't wait for the next one. But you get
right.
a couple bad apples that got to say some stuff or negativity, and then that's what kills stuff. Road racing game, dead. It ain't dead. It's the person who's talking that's saying that. Check them out every now and
that's
then.
That's true.
Or race stoppers, because they don't want you to do something and be like, you. Oh, he getting talked about too much. That's crazy. I just don't understand it. You know, like a bunch of crabs
you know,
in a bucket. One guy getting ready to make it, another one grabbing him by the leg. So, you know,
yeah.
let me pull you back down. You're getting up too high.
Yeah. That you said that, I saw that last week.
Yeah.
About somebody getting recognized. And who I thought was kind of with me is really against me, and now they trying to run me. But they trying these are the people that don't have a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
They trying to put somebody else on me, and no good while I'm out of their class. You know, I'm not up to
mm-hmm.
their level. But mm-hmm. if they give me everything in drag racing, I go to their ass, win or lose. But they gotta make it right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
so they hate on me because I came out first with my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they jealous of that. You know, and they wonder why. Oh, where you get this car from? What? I had a bill. What are you talking about? You know. So they say I got this person motor in here, but they don't know what they talk about. You know. They think I got this person motor. I just let them think what they want to think, you know, because anybody who keep watching my pockets, I know I'm doing something right. That's always that's my motto, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm doing something right, you know. So, you
when,
know,
when,
but
yeah, when they say when you're talking about, that means you're doing something right. So, hey.
Yes,
all.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
When somebody stops,
you know,
when they stop talking about you, that's when you got to worry.
Yes, sir. You're right. You know, I don't have to go out here and brag about nothing. You know, I just go out here and do my thing. You know, because
mm-hmm.
they don't know if I'm poor or I have money. You know, they don't know that. They don't know which way to take me. So, you know, I work hard for my money. Everything I do, I work hard for. You know, hard working me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, but
yeah, we got
friend,
a lot of people like you, so we gonna keep it moving. I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics because I see everybody kind of get in here.
Right.
But, hey, before I get off, you got anybody you want to call out later? You got anything you want to be getting on to somebody? Try somebody or what?
Talk about me?
Yeah. You know anybody you want to try to run later or something like that, maybe down the road or whatever?
Well, I'll give you that next Tuesday.
Okay. You got it.
All right.
All right. Just
okay.
keep your mic on because, you know, you never know. Somebody might want to call you out.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
347-1310. Your mic is open.
Hello, Long Island.
What's going on, Sammy?
What's going on? How's everything?
Not much.
Hey, Sammy,
Sammy,
how are you?
We need to know about your races, too.
The Osteo Glass?
No. I want the grudge runs that you had. I wanted to.
Oh, my grudge
runs? I'm trying to make sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I had Kyle Friday off the trail.
That was a race. Yeah, Kyle was a race.
Got my ass whipped. And then came along the Sammy's rent a car against Copperhead. Copperhead paid the deposit. Friday. Okay, now and then Saturday come along. Weeby called me a week before, like a couple of days before the race anyway, and told me I can't make it. I'm paying off the deposit. And then I had a rental car for Saturday for Billy Brown. The guy's motorhome broke down. His motorhome broke down. He couldn't make it to the track. And I don't kind of blame him because it cost him over $2,000 just to get the motorhome towed off the highway and bring it back home. So that kind of ruined his weekend. So that was that. I had to pay the deposit to Billy Brown. And then I paid the deposit to Avon. And that's all she wrote.
Okay.
What else? And the ghost car was the split nose red Camaro.
Okay.
Kenny Forrester.
All right. And
And I came in third place. I came in third place with Pro Stocks win-win. He sent me $200.
He sent you $200. He came in third place. Okay, there you go. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's something. I'm glad to hear that one. Sammy, you can go ahead. I'm going to let you tell them about who won the shootout over there, because you can tell them about that. You were running
Friday,
the all steel, all glass.
The shootout was Friday. We had 18 cars paid in. Then we got to the lanes and everything. First round ready to start. We drew and everything like that. I walked around, looked at the cars. One of the cars didn't fit the rules because he had a 315 tire on there. I gave him his money back and told him you can't be in the shootout. So we ended up with 17 cars. It was a buy-in of $25.50. Winner take all. I put another $450 on top, made it a $3,000 pot. Purse to win. And pretty much didn't get finished. Got a little too cold, so we ended up with three cars and pretty much three cars left in all steel glass. You had Night Train, Billy Brown, and Kyle with the RX-7. They each got $1,000. They decided to split it. Each got $1,000, and they went on their merry way.
Okay, so the whole pot was paid.
Yes.
All right.
Each got $1,000. They all walked away. They got a little extra, and they all happy.
Good
they had a good time.
That's it. That's what it's all about. That's all I want to make sure, you know.
Man, now everybody got paid. You know.
All right.
Pretty much that's it, man. We'll see what happens. Coming along in the next few months and the rest of the year.
Yeah, we're definitely, it's got a lot more going on. And I know a lot of more grudge going on. I know, okay, and let me just tell you guys for the record. I know some people went back and said, Sammy showed me his text, thought that race wasn't true with him and Kyle, but they had bet, and then I don't know what the outcome what came about it, but I was holding the deposit, and the deposit wasn't supposed to be included to the – not. It was only in case you didn't race. Am I right? That's how it was, Sammy?
Yeah.
So did you see Kyle? Because I ended up giving the money
Kyle,
to Kyle.
Kyle sent it to me. He sent it back. It to me. So we're good to go.
Okay. Meanwhile, normally, I'm just being real about it. I'll make sure I ask that again. Normally, when we race, it always tells that the deposit, we actually, whatever that deposit, it goes to the person wins that too. So what you guys said, the deposit was included.
Yeah.
So
we're
that's why I handed it in.
I totally forgot about the deposit.
Yeah, so
but
when everybody came
like,
to me, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, some guys you can trust. You don't have to put up a deposit. Some guys you can trust and stuff like that, man. And you can go on their word with it.
Okay.
We were locked in. We were locked in for 500, and the pot reached 1500.
Okay.
You know.
All right. No problem. You want to call out anybody, anything?
Okay. Pretty much, Kyle knows that I'm. I told him I'm coming. That was just a little loan with a little interest. I'm coming back for that money.
Okay. Sammy, what, if you had to say for the week, what race would you say that you liked the most, or races?
Now, believe it or not, the best race that I saw and I watched was Showing Off Holmes and Flex, because that was a tight race. There was no wheel stands, none of that shit. None of that. It was just smooth, straight, head up, clean race.
Okay.
That was a nice race. That was a nice race.
Okay.
But I seen something. I seen something, but I ain't gonna speak on it.
Okay. I'll leave that one alone now. Let me open up another mic, y'all. That's what you talking about? Okay. Let me open up another mic. Don't even say it. 4-4.
Nah,
yeah, leave that one alone.
Yeah.
443-3051. Your mic is open.
He already, Nighthawk already forgot about it. He don't even know what he was going to say, because I forgot too.
All right. 443-3051. Your mic is open.
Silverhawk.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. What's going on now? Oh, we got, okay, there the man. What's going on now?
No, it's eight ball.
Yeah,
it's not recuperating from the weekend. It's not eight ball, it's the chairman.
The chairman, that's right, Sammy, I forgot that. Chairman of the board. Man, ain't nothing to it, just made it home safe trying to recuperate. But yeah, Joe, is a really good show, and I'll tell you something. Man just said I went up to a pro mod after Cliffy wouldn't race me, and that's a fact. The reason I went up to that man is because I seen his car earlier, and I thought it was a pretty motherfucker, and I said, I'd like to race you. He said, with what? I said, that little street truck. He said, you can't do that. I said, give me all three things, and we'll do it. He's like, I would, but I'm in the shootout. So,
yeah.
And that's a fact. It was that white flight deuce. I forget the man's name.
Oh, shoot. Damn.
Yeah.
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 Now, you see what I'm talking about, Joe?
That's a pretty motherfucker you sitting in. That's why. And, it is what it was. At the end of the day, this is what I'm going to tell you. That's how I won that money, is because I was out there shaking trees. And what put me over the top was racing Neat twice in that all motor car. I had problems the first pass, and he beat me. So I went back and got in his ass again. And I said, let's go. And he went and got the car back around, and we were in the lanes 20 minutes later. I give him all three things again, and I had another issue, and he just got me at the end. So, he come right up on my bumper, so I didn't clear him. But really, that's what it's about, is getting that action. And if you're not willing to do that, why be at a fucking racetrack? I'll take your car to the racetrack. I mean, really, the way I saw it was I was on the best surface I've been in 6 months. Right there at Galat. Why do I not want to run my truck down
now,
there?
That surface, that surface was amazing. That surface was
amazing.
Yes, it
was.
Sammy,
I made a little.
I'm not going to lie to you. And you can see it on the thing, on some of the Facebook pages. You got people at the turnaround say the track wasn't good. Want to say that. I don't know.
I saw five people bust their ass, fall on their face.
I know some people whose shoes got ripped up because they couldn't pick them up.
Fall on their face, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to race the man, and I look over there. And his dad fell down on the racetrack, and his shoes were stuck there in the burnout. You know what I mean? So we had to wait for them to get the old man's shoes up so the man could come up to the beam. So... one of my crew members fell down right in front of the truck. I didn't see that till on the video.
Oh, you know? Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Was it Avon? I mean, not Avon. Antoine? It wasn't Antoine. It was his dad that fell down.
Oh, okay. That old buzzer fell?
Yeah, he did. That old buzzard fell.
Well, I thought it might have been Antoine because he had his big money run.
Yeah, I know. All excited.
So I gotta just make sure now. You know, how many wins did you have that day?
Two wins, three losses, five deposits, and one straight up punk out, and that was Cliffy Milton because he's a punk. That's what I'm gonna tell you. So let me tell you the story behind that. We get up in the lounge, he's stalling around, handing me some bullshit. Right? He's trying to make me late to the lanes is what he's doing. So I went and drove my truck down and got in front of him and said, "You're not doing that to me." I took his deposit. Immediately after that, I tried to lock him in right there in the lanes. I tried to lock him in.
He said no.
I gave him the – he said no. Hold on. It gets even better than that. So I get mad. I did. I lost my cool. Sorry, guys. I lost my cool, but it is what it is. So I'm throwing money on the back of my truck. I don't give a fuck. You're 500 to my 3,000. Don't give a fuck, man. Let's go racing. So he wouldn't do it. Later on, he had that mayhem race. He said, I'm doing it on my time. I said, no, you're doing it on the deposit time. Deposit, the time we agreed on is 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. We in the lanes. Let's get it done. Wouldn't do it. He gets another punk out from Kevin.
Wait a minute. You
for being 5 minutes late.
Wait. Hold on. I got to get this right. You said you offered him $3,000 to his $500.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
It gets even better.
Just do the money on the truck of his truck.
Yep, it gets even better. So later on, well, after that, he collects that whatever the deposit was from Kevin Hunt for being 5 minutes late into the lane. So for however that happened out, anyways, he got the deposit for that. And then Mayhem was supposed to run him. Mayhem had a difficulty, whatever, and he paid him deposit. Well, immediately when Mayhem paid the deposit, he's in the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Juan walks up to him and says, "Why don't we run right now?" And he said, "No." Anyways, back and forth, Juan comes back, and he said, "You're going to hate me for what I'm getting ready to do." I said, "Man, I told you you could speak on my car. Go do it." I walked up behind him. Juan offered him the back tire. He said no. I offered him all three things in drag racing. He said no. I offered him all three things in drag racing with 9-1 odds. He said no.
God, dog. I'd have put $100 up now. And out the hell with it. 9-1
Pro Stock Joe told him the same thing, Long Island. Pro Stock Joe said, "Listen,
you got the man
200. So if you race him for 500, only thing you're gonna lose is $300."
No,
right.
Guy in his phone. Back down
so
to the
what
I said,
you're saying there? Hold on,
Avon.
So what I heard you say was, if he put $300 up, I would have had to put $2,700 up, right? And
all three things
in drag racing.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
I would have been all over you. I would have been all over
you. You better be glad I wasn't down there because I'd have made him go run.
I would have been all over you.
Anything could have happened. That would not have had to push. Go to the start
right,
line.
Maybe a car shut off.
I don't know.
Exactly. So, and the reason I did that, there was a method to my madness.
That's a good gamble. $300, $2,700, I would have been all over you, boy.
Yeah, I'm right. So the point of it is,
you know.
Joe Gray, that's when I know A-Ball, that's when I knew that man A-Ball was crazy. That's when I knew that man just won a race.
Okay. You know what, now hold up for a second now. I know I got a lot of mics, but I got to open up right quick. But listen, A-Boy, if you had to turn around and you had to pick somebody, the best race you saw today, what would you pick?
The best race out of the weekend, and I'm not saying this because he's a member of our team or anything like that, but it was Bigfoot and Fastmont, and I'll tell you why. Because that was a good, solid race from start to finish. I mean, Fastmont went after it. He knew he was racing a piece. They went after it, and it was a very close race all the way down to the end. I tell you, it was a good race. That's
okay.
My opinion.
All right.
Who won that race?
My opinion of it. Bigfoot won that race.
Oh, Bigfoot?
Yeah,
all right.
Bigfoot ran. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good race. I mean, it was a tight race. I mean, they were within a – it was a good race. The handies came out, and, I mean, they stood it up a little bit, but it wasn't like it was crazy or anything. I mean, the boy drove right through it and set the car back down on the ground, and just they went to war is what they did. That was a really good race.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hold on one second because I got
the other
like,
one, though,
well,
I'll tell you what, there was another good one. That was Meat in the Wagon. You know, that was a good race until the wagon blew up. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you, I'll take my hat off to meeting the Loose Broody crew, man. Them motherfuckers get busy, man. They don't give a shit either. They'll go racing. And, I mean, he was way outgunned with that car. And, he, you know,
yeah,
Pro Stock Gordo blew that bitch up. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
I got to say.
Yeah.
He had, you know, the thing, I'm going to tell you what Meat said ahead of time before they even raced. And with all their arguments,
no,
he go blow that bitch up to try to stay in front of me. I'll tell you that. Damn.
That's right.
And
yes,
that's
sir.
What it is. But
yeah.
Hold on one second.
Let
me make sure I open up these mics because I know I see everybody
right.
keep flashing. I'm going to open up this mic right here. Let me see. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This
What's
Avon.
Going on, Avon?
Hey, A-Ball. I want to say, A-Ball, give me the Mars. I guarantee you I'll race you.
Ah, shit,
I'll
buy you 8 cheeseburgers. I know you will. You got to give me
hey,
the Mars.
You give me the Mars, boy, I guarantee you I'll race you. I promise you
I'll
race
Grandma,
you. I know
Grandma.
I'll find a car to
you
race
would.
You.
Yeah, Grandma come out of retirement, won't she? Yeah,
somebody
say yes.
Retirement. Shit. Yeah. But,
the point of it was, Avon, the point of it was is that either you're going to race or you're not going to race. And if you somebody's going to lay 9-1 odds and everything in drag racing and you say no, that just means you're a straight punk bitch.
Hey, hold on.
Agreed?
Now,
you should give me those odds.
Let me tell you something. I keep it straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Cliffy was going to race you because we talked. Before the gate opened, he was talking about racing you. Now, when he got in the gate and went to the thing, I don't know if he found a problem or whatever, but he did say he was going to race you. So, I don't,
right.
You know what I mean? That's all I can say, but if Cliffy wrong, because if you gave me the mods, I don't care if the car was broke or not. I'm going racing.
Yes,
I'm going to put it in the paint because you know what? You never know what you're going to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's worth $300 for
me
to win 27.
Right. If you gave them odds like that, he should have raced you, and no matter what anybody else said, because I didn't show
right.
with her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If I
especially
was,
when you
I think
collected,
I was, that's why I didn't offer it to you.
Hey, he collected deposits, so it wasn't even his money for real. So I
for
guarantee
real.
You how to race you.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah. I just wanted to get on here and, hey, Joe, I'm mad at you. I'm really upset. I'm mad about this. I'm mad about the show because I ain't getting no food.
Look, it was right there, too.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I love
it. It's not even your fault, but I ain't getting none of that good food, man.
Look, hey, let me tell you something. I ain't mad at you, Avon, because I was up there, I was eating a banana pudding while I was on the bus, and everybody was up there, they didn't know the other tray I had down inside the cooler. I wasn't telling nobody. I'm keeping that cooler for myself, you know. I brought it all home.
Right.
I told my wife, I said, what you doing with all that banana pudding? I said, shoot, I wasn't letting them eat all that soup. I gave them one, but I ain't getting all, that one was for me. That was for me.
Yeah.
Even my mom and dad, that's you. You make sure you tell her thank you.
I give my little race, whatever.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But, like Sammy said, I got two deposits. I got one for Sammy. His car was broke. I got one for Killer. His car was broke. And then I came off the trailer with White Boy Rick. I won that one. And then I raced a Turbo Mustang from, I think it's Philly. I don't even know if it's Jersey. But he in the same
it's
camp.
It's from Philly. It's from Philly, Avon.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave me the brake, and he smacked me around. And then I came back and tried a fast mop and got beat again. But all in all, I had a good time. You know, I took some gambles, and it didn't work for me. So, but I'll be back. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Now, Avon, if you had to say the race of the week or whatever, the race of the day that you've seen, the best race, who would you say?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see a lot of them. The one I did see was Fastmont and Marcus and Bigfoot. I'm telling you, it was probably about a half a car between them at the finish. So that was a good race that I saw. But I was, like Rob was, I was riding around looking for races. I wasn't trying to sit still. I was riding around looking for races. And a lot of guys, man, they just don't want to go out there, man. I don't know why, because when I ran White Boy Rick, he already had a shakedown. I was coming off the trailer, and he ran Friday, so he had a little advantage on me on the track. But we, you know, that's what I do. I don't make shakedowns. I want to come off the trailer and run somebody. But I asked them other guys, and they kept saying they was in a shootout. I said, well, the shootout don't start till 5. The track just went hot. We can do something right now. He said, will you go on a cruise? I said, absolutely, we can go on a cruise. He said, well, come and see me after the shootout. Well, of course, I'm not looking for you no more. I already asked you. You know what I mean? It is what it is. A lot of guys, man, they like running in shootouts. But they don't want to go out there. They don't want to grudge.
Well, they don't want to gamble with their money. They want to gamble with the motor money.
Yeah.
That's
the only way I can take it. Because if you're at a grudge event, they is taking a risk getting, you know, going in a shootout. But I'm just not a shootout guy. I like the grudge and you know what I mean?
Avon.
Because every pass, yeah.
I hated shootouts. I don't like shootouts. Well, you can't get a race here and there, you jump in a shootout, right? If somebody come up to you, like me, if they come up to me and tell me, I want to race, I'll race you. And I won't say I'm in the shootout. I'll say, how much you racing? How much you racing for? If they match that pot of the shootout, or at least half that pot, I'm on your ass.
Right,
yeah,
it's simple math because you ain't making three or four more passes on your car. You know, you're only making one pass for the same money.
See, like the Osteo Gloves is $3,000 to win. Shit, I have a better chance of racing one-on-one and getting that $3,000. Let's get it. Or $2,000.
Hey, Sammy, that's my thing. I'm already, you know what I mean? Everybody know I'm a heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no shot in the fucking shootout. I got no shot in the shootout. That's why I only
almost
it don't even interest me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If
I try you one-on-one, anything can happen. You can wheelie, you can hit the tires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'm making one hit. I'm making one hit. Not five hits. No.
Yeah.
Them guys, they run their cars 4 and 5 times for absolutely nothing. I'm not doing
exactly.
That.
That's how I used to
right.
feel. Not anymore. Because I'd rather race my car than have it sit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd rather have race it than have it sit. You know what? A shootout, you might catch somebody that's willing to gamble that's sitting next to you. You want to bet? You want to put something
be
on?
Honest.
Put something on.
Be honest.
Yeah.
How many people will do that? Let's be honest.
There's not many.
How many people in the shootout will grudge will try to gamble? None.
I don't know about that one because I lost big on one. I lost big. And then I had nothing to do with those fucking cars, and I put $1,000 and I got my ass handed to me on that one.
Right.
Okay. Well, hold on, you guys. Maybe I'll open some more of these mics. Let me make sure I open this mic. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, we got John Force on. You want to tell us about your race?
Man, listen. I had a race for that shaky ass manager, man. The motherfucker didn't want to bet on his own damn self. He made Mark Jackson come out of his pocket heavy. He only come out of his damn pocket only $60.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna say how it was when I saw the race. Antoine, you got in the beans. You cut a good light. And I think the manager messed around and forgot to step on the gas pedal first. He pulled on the wheel, but he didn't push the gas pedal. And then he realized he hit the gas pedal, so they kind of gave you the break. Because if you look at it, the manager was coming back.
He did.
The manager started pulling back. I said, man, he was coming on top end. I said, boy, I hope he don't go down in the sand pit. That's all I was thinking. Don't go down that sand pit because
as soon as I stole the brake, I put the four-ways on. I got out into the 330. I rolled down my driver's side window and stuck my middle finger right up in the air. Going down the track.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Hassan looked like he was catching the top in. Boy, I said, look at Hassan. Hassan coming. If y'all would have ran in the quarter, you might would have got
you. Well, listen. I just gave him everything in drag race as long as he comes with a dual car and MIR DI Kennedy race. 2 1/4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay.
But my favorite race for this weekend, I probably say it will be Fastmont and Bigfoot. Hands down. Probably was one of my favorites because, you know what I mean, they've been trying to get that on for a few years now. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to lie to you. The race, I really saw that, had a lot of anticipation, and a lot of guys didn't think he was going to get into the paint. And I honestly tell you, too, with CJ going out there and around, we ran Bigfoot. That was like an upset.
I liked that one.
Nobody didn't believe he was going in there.
That was a good race. That was a good race. I think
don't hold me to it. I think they're going to relock back in for Memorial Day. Don't hold me to it. But I think they're going to relock back in.
But on Memorial Day, don't he have a race with you too?
Yeah, he got a race with me. Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, so ODB and Pressure got a race on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I tried to lock him in too on the track. So.
Huh?
I said I tried to lock him in too, and he says after the Bigfoot race, and then he wouldn't come back.
Oh, you tried to lock in?
Hey.
Yeah, I tried.
Oh shoot!
Goddamn ODB!
But I don't know who.
Did you?
I don't know who I didn't try to.
What's happening?
God damn it. If you're going to race that car, you can't do nothing.
Race who? Come on, pressure.
Hey, did somebody got on speakerphone because a lot of noise in the back?
What's wrong with me running pressure?
Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
Joe Gray. They was on my ass so much on the Waffle. They was on my ass at the Waffle House. ODB said he gonna do this to Silver Hawk. Marcus said he gonna get to that ass. That was on me, Joe Gray. I said, look, I got all motor car, but they run around me head up. They shoot, and I don't.
Listen, I tell you, this is what I'm gonna do with the Silverhawk. This is what I'm gonna do for you, right? I just gotta see your car make a shakedown. That's it. I'll give you a spot if I think that I can give you one. That's what I'm gonna do.
Man,
I like the race.
Listen to me.
I like the race.
I understand it. If I had the nicest car, and I'm a racing a man with no gas on or whatever, I'm gonna give him a little something.
I told him I'll lock him back in for Memorial Day.
Okay. Mhm. And if you had to say, what was the best race you think you've seen of the week?
Say it again.
If you had to say, what was the best race you've seen of the week?
I want to say Meet and Gordo.
Okay. That was a good one.
Hey, listen here. I know one thing. Meat wasn't going to get a bite of it. And whoever drove Gordo's car, they wasn't getting a bite of it.
No.
So that was a true grudge race right there.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he was grabbing every button he had in that joke, like he grabbed another shot. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I had a good time. A good show. I mean, I ain't really do too much, but it'd be. I'm coming back now. But 8-Ball on here.
Yeah, 8-Ball on here.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm good. How are you?
It's the chairman. You gotta say chairman.
You wanna go ahead?
The chairman.
Go ahead, how you doing, chairman? You wanna go ahead and lock something in for Memorial Day? Head up.
How about Fred Wheatley's race?
I just offered you a race. That's what's coming back around. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Okay. All right, go ahead and make it sound. Thank you. I said when I come back around, it's possibly going to be Dion's race. Memorial Day race, because I already got Antoine locked in for that day. And I say, OG Bobby, I gave him the benefit of the doubt to get a run back. And he said he will be here, so I told him. We can do something 2 weeks prior. So, I mean,
Okay. Let's do it 2 weeks prior. Make sure I can make it because I'm not 100% sure. OG Bobby paid me a deposit as well, and he said he was going to come down that weekend. So if I can get both races locked in, I'll bring the truck down. How about that?
Because cool.
I got we're going to run local up here the week before. So, yeah.
It ain't no biggie. No,
we
I ain't
got
to get along.
Yeah. No, I ain't either. I wanted you Saturday, but, you know, it is
I
what it is.
You
got other shit going
foot.
On. It's all good.
I told you I have the Bigfoot, but, when I came to collect that little change from you, you said you need something. I told you, you get a head up.
You look good.
I told you. And then, listen, I told you, you get a head up, and then whatever happens, I can make it right. Did I or not?
Yeah, I talked to so many fucking people that day, CJ.
Nah. Oh, you remember that one.
You may have.
It's all good, though. It's all good. But like I said,
I ain't scared. That's what I'm going to tell you. I ain't scared. We will. 2 weeks before Memorial Day.
Hey, listen, one thing about
I ain't scared.
I saw what you was doing all weekend.
Right. I ain't scared.
Hey, that's what I just said. I saw what you was doing all weekend. You were trying to get, you know, get in the paint. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I was. I took every tree on the property. So, yeah. All right. We're good.
All right. Okay. I guess that's your next one that you want to run, huh, CJ?
I mean, hey, yeah. I mean, he did come to me wanting to race, but like I said, I already had something else done, and I told him I'd do it after that. But when I went to him and he said what he said, I mean, I thought, you know what I mean, he was serious, but maybe he was playing. But, hey, we're going to get it on.
Hey,
no, I ain't been playing about it.
So you trying to tell me you're going to go to the whole Brad Mouth crew, the clan?
I mean, I ain't taking nothing away from none of them, but that's what I told Marcus. So, I mean, I don't mind racing. I just don't want the bullshit.
Yeah?
Yeah, ain't no bullshit.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
I know I be fucking with Antoine here and they're getting him upset. I know he on here. Where he at?
He on here.
Oh, you ain't getting me upset, goddammit. You ain't getting me upset.
Hey, but listen, I want you to do me a favor, man.
You got him upset now.
What you about to say, Antoine?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, you can't get me upset right now, goddammit. I'm eating. But you damn sure you'll get me upset, my bro. Come on with it.
Well, listen here. Do me a favor.
I want you to get that race
off with my wife, man. I want that to happen.
Say it because I'm fat. It'll happen when I get more seat time. I can't cut a good light.
Okay.
Man, you got to lose some weight to get behind that.
Yeah.
Man, listen. Hey, Sammy, I done put a swing out bar in my goddamn truck, and I'm still fat. It ain't going to make a goddamn difference. I like to eat.
Fat.
That's because you happy, so you got
it. You ain't got no fat.
Yeah.
Man, come on. You will call that fat.
And Long Island, all just aside, Long Island, I've gained 45 pounds since COVID started. No bull.
So now you weigh 175.
I'm 235.
Man, I'm 325 pounds.
Yo.
Okay.
That's why you were fucking light. You were lighter than me. Damn. You a fat bastard now?
I'll take that, Sam.
You got to go on a liquid diet now. That's it.
I actually am going to get ready to do something, Sam. I'm about to try this smoothie joint that my girl looked at.
Man, you ain't fat. I don't know what the hell you talking about, man. That ain't
man,
fat.
Listen. Hey, Joe. My son looks like I'm 5 months pregnant.
Joe. He looked like this weekend. He looked he was pregnant and stuff. It was that wasn't Antoine. I'm telling you that wasn't Antoine. That boy gained weight.
I'll
tell you right now too. He's on a seafood diet right now. Everything he see, he eats.
Hey, and I got to thank Antoine also for DJing out there on Friday night. Even though he wouldn't let me take the wheels of steel there. You want me to show him up? Well, all right. He wouldn't let me turn the turntable. But hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up another mic here. Let me see. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Tori.
Can't complain. How's everything, Tori?
I can't complain. Listen, I just want to give a shout-out to you and everybody else that did some action this weekend. And, you know, that's what's up. I do got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about, you know, about the bracket races and everything, is it a bracket racer that's bad-mouthing grud races, or are you just using that as an example, or how does that go?
You don't hear the bracket racers crying about money. Or they getting something. You don't hear them crying about them saying somebody taking something out of their thing or making something. You don't hear that. Now, you turn around,
right,
a guy
right.
gives you everything and more on top of your pot, and you cry. That's not good for a grudge
right.
game. If they're giving you,
right,
if they're
okay.
giving you 100% buyback plus putting money on top, why are you crying? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why would you cry? You're getting more than any of the bracket racers are getting. The bracket races put their own money in, They don't get the whole purse. And guess what? They're happy with what they're running for. They know what they're running for, and that's it. And these guys,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I look at it. It's a shame when you turn around. Say, for example, I just say say Sammy's race or something like that. And he paid the whole thing plus put money on top of the pot. All right, just saying that.
Right.
And why would you cry over that? You know, you're happy that you're getting more. But
right.
I don't know. It's like they want more, and don't realize that how far they went. You know, I mean, okay, the same thing as a tennis tie. We had the tennis tie shootout that day. It was $5,000 to win. It was a free entry fee. It was a free entry fee. $5,000 free.
That's good
you
money.
You had to put a dollar in, and you
yeah,
mean
that's,
tell
that's
me,
damn good money.
You know, come on now. I'm just being real about it. That's what I'm saying. Anytime something, when you're doing stuff like that, you got to realize when they start giving you stuff like that, don't go crying. Don't go bashing somebody and say, well, this is how they did it, or whatever. Don't do that. That's the worst thing you want to do. You want to try to make it grow, hey? But, you know, imagine if we turned around and had sponsors on top of that. Where else are you going to get something like that? That's how I'm looking at it. And the sponsors are looking on. So, you know, like I said, I'm not allowed to disclose it out. Man, I'll tell you what. My son had Harvey Villa turn around and hook him up, tell him put the sticker on and stuff and take care of him on a couple of things. But now I want you to do something, put that on it, man. Perfect. Hey, it is what it is. He gave him a couple dollars and he used it for whatever he wanted to do. That was it. He didn't paint it yet, but he's going to paint it. But you know what? I think they're going to probably paint it next week or whatever. And that's about it. They're going to have a little fun. You know, anything that helps, that's all to it. That's how I look at it. These guys
got
to learn how to turn around sometimes, keep their mouth shut, because you should be happy with what you're getting. And, you know, because these other guys ain't getting nothing like that, and they're not crying. Now, if you look at it, you got guys coming in there saying, hell with this shit, I'm going over there to shootouts. I'm going over here to do this hit thing. That's what a lot of people are going to shootouts, and, you know, you can't fault them. You know, I don't blame anybody else for going in there and saying, man, why am I going to go there? And I'm only getting $1,500 over here and got to run my car that many times. I could go in a shootout and get $5,000 and run less times. You know, I told the guys that day at the cancel walk, you know, everybody heard about what I said. Give me $250 each one. First round, guess what? The loser gets $500. Next round, loser gets $750. They couldn't understand it. I'm putting money on top of it. Then at the end, the final was $3,000 and $1,000 to runner-up. How can you beat it? It was $1,000. Yeah. All for $250, and here you did. And guess what? It wasn't many cars. That many cars. Every last one of them got money. Every last one. The lowest you can do is double your money. Now, you know, if you can't do any better than that, I'm sorry. You know, but I don't know what it is. Now this thing came down with Pro Stock. He thought of a good idea. I commend him on it. Guess what? If he making money out of it, do it, whatever how he makes it. I don't know what he does. I didn't ask the whole things on particulars how he do it, but I like the idea that he can give the races back something. So guess what? I turned around, took $100 out of my pocket and said, hey, gave it to him. Here, add $100 on top of it. So it ended up being $600. You know, so.
I'll throw you on there.
He shouldn't knock the guy.
I misunderstood what you were saying. That's why I wanted you to clarify.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's cool. I mean, but
I don't know 8-Ball
is the man. I got to give it to him. Man went down there to try to do some work and got to give it to him. You know, not like I'm not, you know, no disrespect to none of the races, but that man showed what Grudge Racing is about. He was trying to run any and everything. As long as he was able to do some action, and that's all I'm going to say. So, hats off to you, 8-Ball.
Yeah, I do give 8-Ball credit. He did his thing. You know, he definitely did his thing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Whether he lost, and you know what, my whole thing is some guys will lose, and that's it for them for the day. He came right
back.
Yeah,
like Cliff. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Cliff.
No,
you know,
I swear to God, I was about to say the same fucking thing.
Oh, y'all crazy.
If Cliff lost the eight ball, he was paying off the other two races. That's fact.
Hey, a lot of people felt the same way. Trust me, a lot of people felt the same way.
Cliffy was going to get fucked up. That's why he paid a deposit and run like a scared rabbit. Who ain't going to take 9-1 odds? Come on. For real?
Ooh, man.
Knew what was
going to
happen.
Even if he wasn't going to take that odds, I would have still called your bluff on that. Like, 9-1, man,
that's
I'm going out there just to see. But he didn't take that.
I would have took one of those deposits. I'm not going to lie. I'd have just took one of the deposits I won and said, hey, I'd have just broke even. Hell with it. Let that deposit roll.
Great. So I got all that deposit money. I mean, for real. What was I down for the weekend?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island Joe. Is Cliffy in the queue? Because he said on Pro Side Joe show last night he want to lock us in. So where he at?
He did
say
that.
He ain't in the queue.
Oh,
Cliffy, hit the motherfucking one button. Push the goddamn button, Cliffy. Push the goddamn button.
I told him. 1 on 3,000, heads up. I told him. He said last night he was locked me in today on this show. 1 on 3,000 at my home track at Fred Wheatley's show. 1 on 3,000, heads up. And I said, facts. Do it. Lock the whole fucking pot.
Man in America.
Well,
this is what
Ed,
I would say.
I can't say that, but listen, I'll be real, but those odds are hard, but he did go home with a couple dollars in his pocket, so. But I think I had to roll in a couple thousand odds.
Shit, I'm going to roll that.
Hey, shit, roll it over.
Yeah, I'd have to roll that. But hold on one second. I got to open up this. Last mic, two more mics they got here. 980-8533, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, everybody. Joe, Kevin Hunt.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
It's all
you
right.
You got a new number?
I knew you were going to say new number. No, I'm down in Charlotte. Remember,
oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I never went home.
Oh, okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah,
want to come
I
back up here?
This
like,
morning.
Teams.
Yeah,
the teams over here.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations to 8-Ball, Mr. What is it, executive or Ted Kahuna, whatever, man. Congratulations, 8-Ball. You did a good thing.
I like
man.
Big Kahuna. We'll take
you, you're
that
good,
shit. Big Kahuna.
You're good for this. You're good for this thing.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Nice beating you down there. It really was.
Yeah, and that's what you don't. Good. Because we came there Friday, did a test shot, and it was just a mess. Found out that our box was bad, so went back to the pits. And Butch, being a team player, since Saturday, Butch pulled his box out of his car, and we put it in the Mustang. Was able to make a hit just to see first time out. Oh, and Big Dad had some other stuff, micro switches, little stuff. So Saturday, everything was put back together, put everything back in Butch's car, went out to do a hit, and seen it. I showed you when I broke a rocker. Remember, I was trying to find one. So basically, that just shot us. But after that, you know, it was just like meeting guys I haven't seen in a while and just rolling around. And then it was pleasant. Thing is, like everybody been talking about Cliff, it just left a funny taste in his mouth. You know, when he was down there to run James, and James came right next to him. And after hearing the 9-1 odds, I mean, that's unheard of. And the dude wouldn't bite, so. But that's Cliff, you know. Can't get around that. Good luck trying to get him, fellas.
Hey, Kevin Hunt.
Yes. Yeah, Antoine.
Is it true? Now tell me, is it true that he took y'all's deposit for being 4 minutes late or 5 minutes late to the lane? Is that true?
I think it was like 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
I wanted to ask that same question. Yep. Wow.
The steering when Bush
that is sad. The first that is pass, sad. Sad.
The steering rod came out. We was in there. We put it back, and we was like, okay, let's get. And he came back. He drove around, and he stopped. He opened his door, and he looked at me, and he tapped his watch. And I walked over to the car. So I knew what he meant, you know, when he tapped his watch. I said, listen, Long Island Joe got your deposit. I said, you want to lock back in? And he gave me the, oh, I'm running this one and that one and blah, blah, blah. And he drove off. Then he pulled.
Yeah,
because
I saw him. You're right. You're right. Because y'all had to go past where we were parked at for the stage lane. Because I saw him park his car out there and was looking at his watch a few times. So
yeah.
you mean to tell me this man came from Jersey. To pay one deposit, to pay one, collect two, didn't race any damn body there at the track. When everybody, I know James said it wasn't worth him to run it, but okay, cool. But you mean to tell me Butchie Woods and 8-Ball would have went to his ass, but he goes on Facebook and do publicity stunts and talk about he moves a certain way and Team Line Lock crew with the team. Which is team fake ass blood racing, one of my opinions. And do all this shit for publicity stunts for Facebook, but he can't fucking drive his own car and he's scared of his own fucking shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right. That's about right.
I'm gonna speak and I'm gonna say it. You don't like it all the fuck well. How the hell you do a burnout, you barely turn the motherfucking tires over, you pull out. And it looked like somebody took a can of fucking air freshener and sprayed it. How much fucking smoke came out of the damn tires? Big Gordo had to pull back in the fucking
Antoine, what burnout are you talking about? The first, the second, or the third?
The first.
The first one.
Gordo did everything but sit in his lap and do the burnout. He had a door. Which burnout?
Rob, you didn't see the second one. The second one, it looked like he almost
hit the tree or whatever.
He almost hit the tree.
Yeah, I witnessed all that.
So, my wife is with me, okay? So listen, my wife is with me, and I said, well, I see Cliffy getting ready to make that test hit. Let me go see what he's really got. We're in the stand. She says, are you really going to race him? I said, why, honey? She said, I don't want him to wreck your truck.
That's about right.
But you want to know the funny part? And Antoine, you always, your slogan is make sense out of nonsense. He went through all this, a big block in there.
It's bad to start to pick on retards. You know, you keep picking on Hassan and Cliffy. That's not right. I'm going back on mute.
Well, you want to be next, Sammy? Hey, we can pick on you if you want to.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Joe's on hush because of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I heard y'all.
I got questions, Joe. Where's Fat Albert at?
Oh, Fat Albert, y'all. I'd
be listening right now.
Huh?
Yeah. You have to listen.
He's coming back. Come on, Fat Albert. Get on. He coming back. He already told me.
Good. He'll be.
He's going nowhere.
Man, Fat Albert ain't going nowhere.
But loads of fun.
Hassan got him drunk.
Yeah, I believe that. But. I got to open up a couple more of these mics. Hold on one second, you guys. Hold on. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe and Grudge World. I just want to give a shout-out to all the racers that gave me something to watch to get fucked up this weekend. But
Money Mike.
It was a great event. And I want to give my homeboy, he might not believe me, but you would a shout-out. Keep up the good work, bro. The car's starting to come around. Happy for you.
That was the first hit on that thing, Mike. First hit. Oh, Mike, not to change subject. Did you ever run into Cliff because he was asking me to find you or he don't know what you look like?
Yeah.
Did you ever? Okay.
Yeah, I found him. He was glad to see me so he could say, no bet.
Money Mike, me and you are not called Money Mike no more. I'm not Money Sammy and you're not Money Mike no more.
Yeah, I know, because we started getting fucked up together.
What the heck was you betting on, Mike?
Everything that looked like it lost. only one I won was when Smoke Them ran I won two races, Joe. That brought me back a little bit. The two Mustang and Smoke, they brought me back a little bit. But everything else I touched went to shit.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well,
now,
if
you had to say a race, so a race that you said that you like out of the weekend, what would it be?
Oh, it was a lot, though, Joe. That race that Mustang gave somebody is breaking the 1-1. I forgot that race.
Which one was that one?
The Burgundy Mustang. I think that car from Long Island or Philly, one of them.
You talking about the Turbo Mustang?
Yeah.
You remember what car he gave the 1-1?
Somebody got to know. Hey, boy, you don't remember that race? Antoine, none of y'all?
No, I don't. I remember the car.
Oh, no,
I remember the car.
What it was? It might have been one that gave Holy Ghost to 1-1.
Oh, you're talking about Mike Lang. Mike Lang.
Yeah, Mike Lang.
You're talking about Mike Lang.
Yeah.
Man, listen. I ain't gonna lie to you. If Mike Lang ain't get too many damn races down here, we'll say that real live. You heard it from me. Tell you.
No, I know that. I was just saying.
Yeah, that, man, shit. That's all I can say. That motherfucker can, that fucker screamed.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, he came to me. We had talked before. He said, man, he said, I'll be back. He wasn't the driver. He had chin driver for him because of his leg. But
yeah,
he was
that's
so
right.
Happy
chin
to be down there.
Right.
Yeah. And he told me he'll be at the next one looking for action again.
He might have picked that shit in the museum.
Nah, a couple people are already hitting on it. I just ain't saying nothing because I don't want to. I'll wait till they lock in because I'm not going to let nobody say something and mess it up.
Yeah.
So basically, I'll wait until that happens. And then, I got to do that way. But all in all, man, I'm telling you, there was a lot of stuff that went down and a lot of good races. I ain't going to lie to you. Real lot of good races. And I would have loved to have seen that one with Jimmy McFadden, but, hey, let's be real about it.
Yeah,
they said track rules. They said track rules. That's it.
Yeah.
Got timed out. I wish they would have gotten the beans.
Yeah,
really
they say we pay for our lessons, but you got to remember, Red was driving when Pete wasn't even born yet, so it was just a costly mistake.
Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah. I'd have loved to see that race go down. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I think a lot of us. But
I want to see what the outcome of that one.
Yeah, some people.
To be honest with you, I think it was gonna be who leaves the gate.
That's how I felt
on that one.
Yeah. It was.
But hold on, guys.
One.
Let me just make sure I open up this other mic here. 571. 4080. Your mic is open.
Oh, yeah. What up, everybody? What's going on? I was getting my truck worked on, so I just stayed on mute because it was loud in the shop.
What's going on, Fat Albert?
What's going on? Oh, nothing much.
What's going on, Albert?
Fat Albert. If you had to change, say one of the races, what would you say the best race was of the day? Of the weekend?
Probably Meat and Gordo, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then the one between the two young boys that I can't think of their name. They both was from New York. They betted almost $10,000 a piece.
That was Smoke and Hop. You know, believe it or not, that's his uncle. That's Smoke's uncle. They're related.
What did Chevelle race?
It's not his car, but you know, he drove Chris Langhorne's car.
You talking about the Chevelle?
Yeah, the Chevelle. Chris Langhorne's car. Yeah, Hobby Hoop driving it, and Smoke drove the Ballard.
That was a good
that's
race.
Earl. Yeah, that's Earl.
I'm gonna go with them too.
Okay. Now there was a bit. I got to lie to you. There was a whole lot of them now.
I wouldn't take it from
a lot of races that
everybody
put out there.
Listen,
you know?
Even the ones that lost, I give y'all credit. Because me and Joe was walking around with so much money in our pocket, I had the security guard walk with me. I mean, you got to stay with me, man. And Joe had plastic bags taped up with money in his pocket. Rico had money in his pocket. That's so much money we all had. With these grudge races,
I did a little something different. With matter of fact, it was that race I was holding. It was 15. It was 75 on each side. I just took me a black plastic bag. I let you count his money. He count his money. Okay, y'all got it. I got me old plastic bag, sandwich bag. Let me go over there, get in the store, a little grocery bag. Put the food, put the thing in the plastic. I wrapped the duct tape around it. I said, now if I pull this here tape loose, that's the only way that bag, you want that bag on rip, you know I've been in it. So this is how it is. I put that in there in pocket, went to the next one. Did the same thing, so I knew the yellow bag was there, the yellow bag was this bag. That's how I did it. I just said, man, this is too much to be counting on. I'm going to let y'all do it. I kept one of the guys with me over there anyhow, from each side. And like I told him, listen, I'm only paying one person, so y'all better tell me who you got that you want to get paid. Ain't everybody going to keep coming over, going to come over there and tell me, I'm not going to give it to anybody. Oh, I'm with the crew. Nope, I'm giving it to the one person y'all say y'all want, and that's how it's going to go.
That's what I did. I always say, if you win, who you want me to give it to? Because that's going to be the only person that's going to get it. And I ask
don't
both
send
parties,
nobody else
if you
over
give
here.
It to this person, that's right. I said, don't send nobody to me. So it all worked out, and great show, and I just want to thank everybody for coming. And, you know, like I said, I'll say this. There is no perfect event. It's always going to have a few hiccups. It's always going to have a few hiccups. But what you can do is learn from it. And I learned myself from me on how I could make myself better and you know, how to handle certain situations. I'm just going to say that. I've sat back and thought to myself on how I can handle situation better than the way I handled it. You know, even though I thought I was right, I was wrong for the way I handled it, and I want to apologize for that. I love this game of grudge racing, and I love my grudge family, from Joe to Dexter to Larry T, for always asking me to help, and I love doing it. And like I said, I'm not perfect, and I got flaws.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
And I just wanted to say,
you don't
said
enough apologies enough. I'm just telling you right now, you ain't got to apologize no more. You did the right thing, and that's it. It should be dead. And anybody else that turn around gonna keep on going along with it. If somebody apologizes to you, they apologize, and that's it. They shouldn't have to keep every day or whatever. Done deal is done.
But Fat Albert,
leave it alone. People shouldn't jump in it and say no more. That's
exactly
how I feel about it.
So, but the racing was good. The racing was great. And, man, I mean, it got so bad, man. It was so much racing going on. After that sun went down, good. Grace Almighty, was everybody locking in. And I was sending them down back to back to back to back to back. I mean, they just kept going back to back. And I mean, you couldn't ask for a better event. Like I said, there is no perfect event, but.
You know, I'm not going to lie
nine,
to you. I heard, you know, this is my thing. Is like, I know a lot of people think that they can always see something that could be better and whatever. We adjusted from Friday night to Saturday night. and just to make sure that we're going to get these grudge races off too. Like we said, we want a grudge race priority first and then go ahead and get it. We had to do that adjustment and try to so we could get those lanes going. You know, sometimes I hate to say it, you get a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of Indians, and then, you know, nobody wants to be, you know, everybody wants to be the chief instead of being the Indian throw. Basically, we needed one person to run that thing like it's supposed to be on a lane. Because if you turn around, I go over there, and I'm talking about lane number six, and I bring him out. Now I'm supposed to jump back to lane number one and go back on down the road. But then you get another guy talking about bringing out lane number three. Now somebody's going to get mixed up, and then before you know it, one lane is sitting there longer than the other. So I says, nope, they're going to have it. It's going to be different. It worked. And we got to run them, and there were more cars on Saturday and got to run everything through, get the guys through.
Yeah.
So that's what we
need.
But,
Joe, I ain't even cut you off, but I got to give credit to them imports. If them little son of a guns won't go on down that track, God so mighty.
That's a fact, Fat Albert. A couple of them motherfuckers went down through there, and I said, oh, my God. Little orange.
I don't know where they found them guys,
flying.
Joe. But
can
them
I
guys
ask you
flying.
Something? Did you see the little import did the burnout and damn near turn around in a circle coming out
he
the
did,
burnout
Joe,
box?
He drove back, Joe. He drove back up to the burnout box. He did a burnout and did a complete round of circle. He drove back, turned around, and did another burnout. I said, great. The car made a complete circle, and he drove back.
Yeah, that was
that was versus domestic. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was something a little different. I mean, sometimes you got to see a little something different. You know what I mean? And it's good to even, I mean, I know a lot of guys right now like to go to import versus the world in Buzz Creek. But, you know, say one of us, we couldn't get in there because you have to be pre-registered and all this. And it takes 2 years. You got to qualify and all that junk just to get in it. I mean, you couldn't get in it. You just can't just come, just happen to pull up in there and do it. So it's good to have, to let our guys see a little something that maybe they want to get in there, you know, jump on something. And just a little bit. Every time you want to make sure everybody gets a chance to do something once in their life, you know. And that's the reason why when Larry T tell you off the bat, he rents those suites in Buzz Creek, Maryland, he don't have to. It don't come with the thing. It costs more money. But it's nice to have you have the older people or whatever got a chance to sit up there and feel like a first-class citizen, you know, sitting in there and charge nothing. We don't charge anything for that. Let them sit back in the air conditioning. We try to put the food there, make, you know, something feel good. And if you got an older person, your father, my father went down there one time. That was the first time he ever been inside one of those. All the years he raced, he had never been in one of those suites up there. You know, it was always for the big-timers, you know. When John Force and everybody else, if somebody came out there, Amato or whatever, but we never got to sit up in there. And I like that feeling, as you say, wow, I got a chance to been there, be there, you know, it's one of those things. So that's the only thing I'm looking at with the grudge game. You don't want to stop at one spot. You want to keep it growing. You don't want to turn around and knock somebody because that's what the problem is. They always looking for the worst something happens. And they want to hold it against you forever. And I don't care if you apologize or whatever. You got people going back and just say, this, that. Let it be, please. I'm sorry. It is what it is. He apologized, and I stand behind Fat Albert 100%. He apologized. He's sincere about it, and that's it. Done deal. And both parties, if you ask me, on the other side, was just as bad. So to antagonize somebody, too, was not good. So that's why I'm just saying we just let it go, and everything is good. You know, but I'm not going to elaborate anymore on it. And you said enough, Fat Albert, and I'm just happy you're still here. And we're right there with you, so ain't nothing, no big deal. So we're still together. And
Denfo,
you know,
that's enough said.
Okay.
But,
let me open up a couple
of
mics.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't know y'all was Cliff went through all that. Good. Grace almighty. Good. Call y'all hard on Cliff.
He didn't have to, Fat Albert. He didn't have to. All he had to do was get in the beans. He didn't have to. Just get in the beans. That's it. It's simple.
No, Fat Albert. Hold on, Fat Albert. Tell me, tell the truth now. wouldn't you have gave Cliff your $100 to go ahead and run?
Hey, for 9-1 odds, I'd have ran 8-ball. Listen, for 9-1 odds, I'd have ran on foot and tried to get that $3,000.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Me too, man. Hey, I'll give you 9-1 odds down at the creek. How about that?
Man. Damn, 9-1. When I heard that the guy was changing the tire on my truck, all he was zip, zip. I said, wait a minute. Did he say 9-1 odds? Good. Gracious, $300 to
$2,700?
Man.
But,
and I
won that deposit. Oof. I'd have had to
do that one. Joe, the thing is, you said he got two deposits, right? James and Butch. And then he paid, he paid eight for $300. What did he walk out the gate with? He didn't walk out there with a windfall.
Exactly.
The
so,
whole point is he did that, and now he's going to Corona Shade Tree and make it seem like he's doing something. He's not doing shit.
He went 2-1. 2-5.
He's got a $300 car. Look, he's got a $300 car and a 50 cent ass. That's what he's got. So that being said, he won't get in the fucking paint. So. You know, I'm not fast. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. My truck is just not fast. It's just not. But what I do have is some confidence in myself and my truck. If y'all knew what it was, y'all would be like, why are you even fucking around? So, you know, I got wet this weekend, and that's all I ask another man to do is stand on your word. You tell me you're going to be there. You at the track with your race car, and you in the lanes ready to race another man. But yet you take his deposit money and now you're not going to race. You're already there if your car is prepped to be in the lane. So what that tells me is you just drove all the way down there from New York with your 50 cent ass. Spent more in diesel fuel than you made in deposits. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Rob, I'm going to tell you what it is, Rob. Rob, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is what it is. What had happened was him and his mechanic put his car together, and he hasn't been out testing. So all that shit was a fucking bluff. I couldn't even get a dollar bet out of him for any of his race, out of his mechanic, out of any of his fucking races, man.
Damn, y'all.
Well, you know what? You know what,
Rob,
I would have done?
I just noticed something.
Look,
hey, Rob,
this is
I
what
can
I
say
will
thank
respect.
You. Hey, Rob, I want to say right there, thank you, man. I just noticed this morning what you sent last night. I did not even know. Hey, thank
you,
Mike.
Well, you know what, Albert? I got two things I want to say. You're the hardest working man in grudge racing because it takes a lot of balls to sit up there, carry that money, deal with those assholes who are all amped up. You know, I mean, we're emotional up there, man, you know, because we're doing what we're doing. And, man, look, so there's a lot of people that stand out. There's a few people that stand out in this game, and you're the number one man. So, you know, I can tell right away, man, look, this guy right here toes the line straight down the middle, you know. So that says a lot for this game. You know, it ain't no bullshit with you, Fat Albert. You know, you're straight up when it comes to business. You're full of shit when it's time to be full of shit, but when it's time to be business, it's on. And I respect that. It's on. You feel me?
Hey, Joe.
You feel me?
Hey, Joe, I swear, I don't know if he took a little shot at me or wasn't to say thank you.
No, when it's time to crack it, man, the bullshit, right?
Oh, no.
That's where you're
That's
at.
Right.
But when it's time,
That's right.
But when it's time for business, it's business. Fuck the bullshit. It's business at that point.
Okay.
And, you know, that's very respectable. You know, that's respectable. And, you know, man, I wouldn't want to be responsible for all these guys' money. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I just wouldn't want to do it. So, you know, we appreciate you. That's what I want to say. And that's about all I got for tonight, except for I didn't get no collard greens.
Hey, you were sitting right next to the collard greens. I don't know why you didn't get none.
You know why I couldn't? Because I was too busy chasing fake-ass grudge racers this weekend.
I'd
had time to slow down and I'd have got me some.
Hold on. Let me open up a mic here. You guys, hold on 1 second. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Mike? I mean, Joe?
What's going on, James? How's everything?
All right. How y'all doing? Yeah. How everybody doing?
Guys, it's really good. Your car looks beautiful, man, over there. Look good.
Hey, James, why you on here? I'm just going to send you what I got. I ain't never heard nothing else on that other part, so I'm just going to send you that.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So. I mean, my favorite race was Flex.
Yeah.
That was my favorite race. That was a good race.
Yeah.
A motor race against a nitrous car.
Yeah. I guess nobody believed he was going to do it. Nobody.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah. No bars either.
Nah.
I know one thing. I'm gonna...
Go ahead.
Got it. Uh-huh. Somebody said something?
Yeah. Sound like
Tori said something.
Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry. I was about to say something to my wife. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Hey,
James,
is your cash
anything
out?
Anything else you got?
Dollar sign. Bus J. Is that you?
Booster J. Yeah.
Oh, Booster. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got you. Hey, Joe Gray. What happened with the Racer Jason, 10-5 Drew. What was the outcome of that?
Well, Drew ended up getting paid because they went by track rules. And
right. If
you've seen the guy backed up, did the burnout, backed up, come up, went to pull up, and he put it in one beam and then cleared it out. Now you already got two bows on. You only get 7 seconds.
Stand up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stand up.
And instead of him pulling in, he going to clear the motor out. In the why he's sitting in the beam.
I didn't mean it.
So automatically
so
you get timed out.
So they got paid then, right?
Oh yeah, they got paid. That was a hard mistake, to, you know, do, but you know, a costly mistake, though, you know. But he got paid.
Yeah.
$9,000.
Somebody told me they couldn't get paid. I said, how you figure that they can't get paid?
Hey, I got a question for you. Butch Woods, you still on here?
Go ahead,
James.
No, he got off.
His executive's here. Go ahead.
Oh, Kevin, how much was y'all deposit? How much was y'all deposit?
$200. That's why it's $200. Now, what could he have walked out the gate with?
All right. I gave him 200. You gave him 200.
That's four.
He gave
eight ball,
what's the name? 300. So he only walked out the gate with
$100. $100. Yep. I did the math already.
$100 to ruin your reputation.
It took $100 on a nine
eight ball.
So when I
eight
said
eight
he
ball.
Had a 50-cent ass,
eight.
I'm sorry,
eight
I need
ball.
To correct that. He's got a $300 car and a $100 ass, not
eight.
A 50-cent ass.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I'd have took that $100 and tried to make that $900.
Anybody would bet on this would have.
Yeah, I'd have bet only $100. I'm only gonna bet you $100. If I'd have lost,
homeboy ain't having a good day at all. He listening and from Pro Start yesterday to today, and I was like with Rob. I wanted to come on and hear the big announcement because he definitely threatened 6:30, 7:30. I'm gonna get at people. Remember Rob?
Right. Yeah, I do. But it is what it is. Can't make the man race.
But
you,
I sent him a test earlier.
Are you open?
So basically what it is I'm going to tell you why he said what he said, and fuck it, I'm going to say it. What had happened was he got charged a fee from the DP man. That's why he didn't like it on Pro Style Joe Show. I'm going to fucking say it. I'm the bad guy. I'm gonna fucking say.
What happened, Anton? Wait a minute.
I will step it up. I will step it up. I will pay the DP man's fee, whatever it is.
Shit.
That
DP man wanted $60 to hold $200.
Oh, goddamn.
I'm about to break it down to you. So what happened was James needed help, you know, getting pushed up to the lane. So I took the golf cart. The same golf cart I came and got you with. I went ahead and I pulled them to the lanes. And at the time, they pushed that whole right lane up, and James said, man, I'm not doing this shit. I'm up here to deposit. So I came up to Quincy. I said, okay, you say you're getting the deposit. Let me bring 8-Ball up here. That's how it all happened. But you went to the left of me. I'm behind him. You know, me and his brother had like a little couple of words because I understand his brother might not be new around grudge race or he might not know me, so we're just trying to get the race off. So long story short, I walk off after Rob says all the shit that he says, and I turn around. I'm looking at Pro Stock Joe counting money, you know, and giving to Cliffy. As I'm looking, and I got my hands sitting here like a star position, I see Cliff give. It looked like he gave him $60 for holding the deposit, and we all know what Pro Stock Joe does. So this is not nothing new or none of that shit. This is what he do. Like he tells everybody, this is what he does. This is what he does for a living. But knowing Joe, that's the reason why he said what he said about I'm not going to lock the racing on his show with that person. I'm going to do it tomorrow on Long Island Joe's show. That's what it was. But we'll pay that fucking $60. We don't give a fuck about that $60. We just want to get across your ass. You don't pay me that's deposit. Good. You don't pay 8-Ball deposit.
But
we
where is he
across
at today?
That's a good
where
report,
is he at
Dick.
Today?
Hold on. Let me make y'all have a couple
today?
Money. Wait a minute, y'all.
So,
gotta open
so
up a couple
wait a minute.
Money.
Hold on. So what you're really saying is all he made was
$40.
Man, goodness. Let me hold on. Let me open up a mic. Y'all pulling crap now. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. No, I don't. Hold on. Let me make sure I open these mics up. Maybe we might find somebody. 516-2415. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, Flex? How are you guys?
What's going on, Flex? What's going on, Andy?
What's going on?
Good, man. Good.
Hey, Andy, how you?
Good, man. Real good. Long trip home, but it was good. I had to take that solo ride about 12 hours, but, you know, it was worth it. That track was a goddamn alligator out there. I mean, shit, a couple of people said they had trouble hooking up, but that thing had teeth. I was scared to walk on it to put, you know, a couple of my fellas in the groove there. I couldn't get too deep in the groove because they would have stolen my souls. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was definitely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The parking lot, everything. And I got to give props to all you guys. You did a great job there, Joe and Dexter and Fat Albert. Poor Fat Albert had, you know, I had to take care of all them BPs. And, man, he was holding up the wall over there. I seen him. It was Rico did a great job in the lanes. And it was just a real good event, man. That's got to be one of the best events you guys hold. You know, it was really unbelievable. It was I had a good time. You know, we got there with a couple of the fellas, and we came there early, and, you know, we got some good spots there, and, you know, having the electric there and everything. We don't have to hear no generators running next to us. It was a beautiful weekend. You know, I think everything went pretty smooth, you know, considering everything. You know, Sammy ran a good race over there, too. I wish they would have got that race off with those turbos, Sammy, and that RX-7. I was really waiting to see that, you know, but, you know, you don't always make the trip there, you know. I got to... it was some great races, a lot of nice hot rods there, you know. It was definitely a good show. I mean, shit, you know, that's why I love that grudge thing, because, you know, it's just really getting it together like that is just, it's a real treat. You know, I mean, you can go to Yellow Bullet and this other shit. I've been to NHRA, but nothing excites me more than this kind of shit. You know, it's definitely, you know, everybody put their work in, and, you know, it really showed. Even Post-Tech Joe stepped up, you know, with giving back something to the races and everything. And I don't know, I was really pleased with it. I was really pleased with it, you know.
Appreciate
you know,
it.
My race, too, I had a good time there with, you know, showing up Holmes. I never seen a car. I mean, the whole way down, I seen him right there. You know, it's a great race when two people are, you know, side by side, and, you know, you got him right there on your shoulder, and you're looking over. You know, you don't realize how, you know, you're flying down the track, and it doesn't seem like you're going anywhere because the guy's right next to you, you know. Some things are moving, and he's not. You know, it was a great race with him. I took a little chance out there, and I just threw that car back together. You know, I used to campaign that car a couple of years back. I had that red one for a while, and, you know, I think I got the hang of it a little bit. I got it pretty close, and it was definitely motor weather, so, you know, she ran pretty good, and, you know, I stayed out in front. You know, so, you know, he said he's coming back, and I don't even know if I want to give him a run back, but, you know, I got to. I'm not one of them guys running with the money. You know, I wish that other race got off with Drew and Jimmy and McFadden and those guys. That would have been a great race. That was a big dollar race, But obviously they had some kind of, you know, I don't know what that guy was thinking who's driving that car, but, you know, he pulled some rookie shit over there doing 2-3 burnouts. And, you know, Drew was calm as a cucumber in them lights and, you know, just played the game right and he got counted out. You know, they gave us a little hard time collecting that money, but, you know, I said, Jimmy, you're going to get blacklisted, man. You know, you don't pay that money. You know, you got to do it. You know, it took about an hour or so for them to, you know, come to their senses. But, you know, he's a man of his word, Jimmy, you know, and you know, they paid off that money to the Gillespies. You know, it was a great race. I would love to have seen it, but, you know, it didn't go down. But I think they're going to redo that, you know, in the near future. I know they're not, you know, there's not that many motor cars out there. But, you know, the ones that do have those cars, you know, they got to get together. We got to get together and race each other and just, you know, get in the paint like 8-Ball says, you know what I mean? Props to him, too, on winning that shit and asking everybody. I think we asked him to run, too. I did go to ask him, but, you know, I think he gave us a look away on that. I'm not sure about that, you know. you know, the motor cars were running strong that day. We had some good pieces and, you know, look forward to the next event. You know, looking forward.
Did you give Flex the look away? Hey, Rob. Got quiet.
You went on mute. I think you went on mute. I think he's on mute. You know?
You said,
did
who do the look away?
I think they did. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, no, it was me. Somebody came up to me and asked me about running White Lightning. I said, fuck no. You can't give me enough. Shit, I was born at night, but it did show it last night or the night before. Shit.
Hey, Andy, if you had to say, what was the best race you've seen that was out there that you feel like?
I mean, there was a lot of good races. You know what I mean? I kind of like mine because it just was so damn close. If I didn't get out on him, I think we would have been, you know, headlight to headlight, you know. If I didn't get out of that three quarters out of the gate, I mean, that's where it stood. So, you know, like I said, looking, you know, right at the guy, you know, it was just, it was real tight. It was a real tight race, you know.
Yeah,
if it was hot out of something. Yeah, he's definitely,
back.
I'm sure he's coming back. Yeah, I'm sure of that. I mean, he said he had a little problem with the nitrous. His tune-up wasn't 100%, but I don't know. It would be scary if he did get a 100 because, I don't know, it looked like he ran good, but, you know, I was bending the fucking floorboards, keeping in front of him, you know what I'm saying? I had my foot somewhere in the back of the motor pushing that thing. So, you know, it was definitely definitely a trip. You know, we even had a crazy episode at the hotel because, you know, me, Mopal Lou, and a couple of the guys, you know, we were all sitting there. You know, you gave us that chicken breast and that fucking ham bone and shit. We were eating.
Yeah,
we turkey and we, you know, drinking a little shine over there at night. And so we all piled up in my room, you know, eating that shit all over the beds and stuff. And we left like Mopal Lou and a couple of the rooms like open over there. And there was some bum in the hotel or some shit. He went into Mopal Lou's room, pissed on the floor, and went into his bed and fell asleep. Now, when Lou went back to the hotel room, he's like, yo, there's a girl in my bed, man. We're like, what the fuck? We went over there, and it was some bum curled up under his covers, man. It was a sick scene. Security had to come down, and we had some show over there. We were up till 2 in the morning, you know, just, you know, trying to get us another room because the guy messed up the whole room. You know, he must have went into the wrong room or something like that. It was some crazy fucking hillbillies were in there. You know, it was crazy, and it was the Country Inn. It was a nice place. You know, but you know, I guess they let anybody in the door. I don't know, but we had some fun there. But it was some episode. You know, it was definitely a crazy scene. You know, but the track was killer, man. Everything was good. I don't know, man. Everybody was, you know, acting decent. I don't see what the testing tune. I think everybody got their passes in. You know, if they waited till the end of the day, I mean, that was their problem because the track was great in the morning. I had to come off the trailer on Saturday, and that shit was sticky as, you know, the whole day. You know, that I don't, you know, those guys are unbelievable. Galat is a crazy track. It's worth the 12-hour ride. It really was. You know, coming from Long Island.
You hit a nail right on. Everybody waited until it got dark, then everybody wanted to grudge it. And that's, to me, what got everything kind of backed up a little bit because everybody waited. I was like, man, Joe,
right.
It was working all day. It was working all day. You could have got your grudge rates on during the day, but everybody waited that night.
Yeah, they wait around. They're working on their car. I mean, get up in the morning early. You travel all the way down there. Get your ass up in the morning. Get that car right and just be the first one out there. You could have made, you know what I mean? You wait. That's the whole thing with them. You know, they're waiting around. They're talking. They're doing shit. You know, get a little serious. You come all the way down there. I mean, get serious. Me, I was ready. I got over there. Yeah, we were up all night. We still got up in the morning early. Had that breakfast. Got over there, and as soon as they said track was hot at 12 o'clock, shit, we were in the lanes at 20 after 12, you know, making our pass. Because, you know, I wanted
right.
to test my shit before
Everybody
I went out there.
Everybody want
to
be superstars, man. Everybody.
Right, they want to roll up. You know, lazy ass, this is not a lazy man sport. You know what I mean? This is not a lazy man sport. You know, you got to be up. You got to be working on these cars. You got to be doing shit, keeping your tires out of the sun, covering up shit, taking your fuel out of your carburetors at the end of the day. You know, you got to maintain this shit. A lot of guys pull these cars out of the garages. Man, they got moisture in them, and they haven't even started them up.
Eddie,
you know what
Eddie,
I mean?
Eddie,
you know,
Eddie,
I mean,
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie. You talking
yes, sir.
About
telling too
right.
much.
Oh yeah, I'm getting
yeah.
away
with Tinker. You're telling too much,
yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
it.
You're telling
yeah.
too much,
you know.
Daddy.
I'm trying to help
you're
out. At this stage of the game,
yeah.
my secret.
Nah,
I'm gonna start revealing. I'm gonna start revealing some of my secrets. I got a parasitic shit on.
Yes, sir.
You know
yes,
what I mean.
Sir.
It's you know, I don't want to get buried with a couple of secrets, man. You know, I try to give everybody a little help if I can. You know, my.
I know you do, Andy. I know you do. But,
you know what
but,
I mean?
But,
I can't help everybody with every car, but, you know, I give whatever the help I can give, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's all a brotherhood. And that's what I love about the racing shit, because, man, we're all brothers here.
We
don't have that new shit. We don't got
we
don't have that new shit.
You got any call-outs on anybody?
You know, listen, I called up Wallaboo 2 months ago, told I was going to be there. I got a call today. Wallaboo wants me. Man, I was just in your goddamn neighborhood, and here you are. You're telling me that he wants me, man. You know, it's a bunch of fake bullshit, you know, for I don't know whether it's for the Facebook or for the fan. I don't know what it is, but like I said, I'm ready to, you know, lock up with whoever, whenever. My next outing is with you guys probably, you know, over at Gordo's race at Atco. I'd love to see them guys from down south come up here and do something. We're always doing the traveling. And, you know, our traveling is a little expensive, coming over all them damn bridges and them potholes, you know. You know, it was it'd be nice to see some of these Southerners come up this way and come over to Atco, you know, in May at Gordo's race. And that'd be a great thing, you know. That'd be a nice little thing, you know. It's just saying, you know, they don't mind traveling themselves a little bit, you know, because we took, like I said, I drove myself. All my guys are getting a little bit older, and they flew in with them neck braces and that cushion and that lotion they give you. They were all sweet, sweet when they got over there. Me, I was a little torn up, man. I blew my fucking hair off on that 12-hour ride, you know, white knuckling through the George Washington Bridge. But, you know, you got to love this shit, and you got to work, you know. You got to work. You work enough to pay for all this shit, but you got to get rolling, you know. You gotta,
okay.
you gotta put in the paint, like Eight Ball says. You gotta put in the paint, but
yeah,
we'll
good,
see.
Good
what
report.
Think,
good report.
You know,
let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics with Andy because I think it's gonna be closing up real quick.
Oh shit! Go ahead. I'm
yeah,
on mute. I'm
yeah.
listening.
No, I got enough like four or five more guys right here.
Joe, open
sure
up Marcus.
So
yeah, open up Marcus's mic.
His mic is open. 443-7807. It's open.
Hey, Joe, what's happening, fellas?
Not much.
What's up, Marcus?
How many races did you have, Marcus, that day?
I had three races locked in. Gordo paid a deposit. He blew up against me Friday night. I tried to go to his ass Friday night, but he said no. He wasn't ready for the. He wasn't ready to go hide in the woods when that goddamn Bigfoot started chasing after him. So he paid a deposit. I ran Dale Handy and with the fast mount crew from Piedmont. Turned the wind light on. Was a good tight race. Some money on the. Oh man, money was flying everywhere. I think that was one of the upsets of the weekend.
to be honest, for themselves. They wasn't looking for that big heavy Chevy to go to get past that Fairmont. But I want to thank those guys for accepting the call. I called them out earlier in the week, and it was no hesitation. They hit me on the back line, said, we'll do it for this, that, and the third, and that's what we did. You know what I mean? We got busy. My last race was – what deposit?
No wonder.
Man, stop it. My last race was with
hey, Antoine, you heard that, right? And you owe me $100. You remember we said we going to wait where the race goes, Antoine. Don't forget.
My last race was with CJ Kidd.
Hold up. Go look on the post. Don't make me pull it back up. Pull the post out, Antoine.
Pull it up. Listen. We betted on the race, not the way the we doing that stuff the way Sammy goes with bet with the deposit.
Right.
I said the way the deposit.
I don't remember that.
Well, look,
hey Joe,
said that gap. Where's Kevin Hunt, my lawyer, at? Hold on.
You ain't got hold up. You ain't got to get no Kevin Hunt on that because he went and bust a fucking great. But anyway. You're gonna get that work before the year is out. I trust you. I promise you that. But on another note, I heard you was ducking from Loose Booty with the baby Loose Booty car. That's what I heard. I don't know how much truth it is, but
No. We didn't duck no Loose Booty. Phil ran him and Phil lost to him. It was no
and Loose Booty.
We lost.
So he ain't trying to run the Vega. He ain't trying to run the Vega
no.
with the same car.
No. No, he wanted too much.
Oh, he wanted a spot. Oh, okay, I got you. But my last race was with CJ Kent with Pressure. And CJ Kent he got away. And I try to get some more action. You know, we stopped at probably 10-15 trailers.
I gotta stop you on this here now. I'm gonna play devil advocate. What you say he got away?
Yeah, he got away.
Okay, he did. So wait. Now hold up. Now if it was the opposite way,
So now you said
it was a gift.
Hold on now,
y'all ain't right. So you can't say that the man just won that race.
Listen,
both of y'all have problems. Both of y'all have problems. So you can't say he said
he had problems, but I say he got away. That's what I say, and that's what I mean. Because I try to lock it right back the fuck in. And when I say he got away, he got away. So, and if you don't think he didn't get away, get him to lock me in for Deion's Kennedy race, April the 16th. And I'll show you that goddamn he won't get away this time. But that's not what I come on here for.
Wait, listen. Don't get hot. I'm just saying.
I'm good.
Look, he said... He was running down the whole day. Going to run down. That was his intentions of racing the camp.
Well,
bad mouth the camp. So I guess the next one in line is going to be Antoine.
Listen, him and Antoine's locked anyway.
Listen, him and Antoine.
I want to know how many races y'all don't race. Y'all going back and forth with each other. How many races y'all won and how many races he won?
I'm trying to tell you if you let me talk. We only ran CJ one time, and that was the first time with Bigfoot down at Galat. And he can get it any day on twice on Sunday, you know, for that rematch. It's just that simple. Him and Antoine's locked in.
I'm talking about the Bad Mouth crew.
Has only ran CJ Kent one time.
And I paid him Palm County at Del Mar.
That's it. They only ran him one time.
I thought y'all been going back and forth at it like y'all had other races.
Well, we have. We've been back and forth. We've been going back and forth
as far as rivalry
talk. But we never ran. No, we never ran before. No, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
That's all.
But I just wanted to check in here. Give y'all my race report. I still want that race with Gordo. I don't like taking deposits because when you take a deposit, the fans don't get to see the race they came to see. But you know, at the end of the day, it's not my problem or not my fault that, you know, whatever they had going on, they couldn't correct it or they wasn't ready or they weren't prepared. But with that being said, it was a good weekend. I had all my family down there. We had a great time. I appreciate, Joe, what you did for us with the food. And, you know, Antoine rocked the house with the DJing. And, you know, the grudge line, I love the grudge line where, you know, if you got a true grudge race, they'll pull you to the side and let you go around. You know, it was a lot of cars there doing a whole lot of testing, but it was also a lot of grudge racing too. I just want to say I appreciate the hospitality from the South and everything in between. Old Dexter, he's a good guy.
Definitely.
And we plan to come back at the end of the year and try to get some more races locked in with the South and get busy.
So
Trad Everett did his thing on the mic.
Who you want to call out? Just give me a call. I want to hear it because I know y'all bad mouth crew always calling out somebody. What's the next
Well, I mean, it's only one call out that I need to call out, and that's Pressure or whatever. And
okay.
And I mean that, and I
Come
stand
on,
behind
man.
That.
Get some rest. Get some rest, man. That's all you're going to worry about is Pressure. Get some rest.
Well, he asked me who I want to call out, and that's who I'm going to call out. Anybody else don't really matter right now.
I told you. Yeah, I know. The word.
Who word?
You are.
I ain't worried. No. I can never be worried that slow-ass pass you made. But what I'm saying is, I want that pass back because it was a. Listen to me. Goddamn, can I talk?
You've been talking about.
Because you're running scared. It's real easy
to
say.
I already got another one in your camp right then, right?
That ain't got nothing to do with me, though. But the whole, listen.
It don't matter.
Listen, that don't have nothing to do with me.
I'm going to race you.
I want to show you what happened with a fluke.
What you want to do?
Joe said it wasn't no fluke.
It just
that and all the other person said that. That's what I want to show you.
Listen here, man.
But I ain't gonna hold the show up. You're not gonna go out there, and Joe, that's what it is. That's my report for the weekend.
You just keep on sleeping on it. That's all you gotta do.
Okay.
You just don't know.
Hey, Long Island, that's my report for the weekend.
Okay.
It was a good time, and I can't wait to do it again.
Okay. No.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you, Joe.
Uh huh.
Who is from Jersey? Who's a part of the Line Lock crew?
Man, will y'all leave Cliffy alone, man? That man gonna hang himself. y'all humiliated Cliff yesterday on Postdoc Joe's show. Let that man live.
Hey,
let that man live.
Hey, Mark. What'd you say, Stubborn Hawk?
Mark.
Come on with it, James. Come on with it.
Your cousin sent the whole $200. He's supposed to be sending the rest. That's what Fat Albert was trying to tell me.
Okay, well, I'm sure he's gonna tie you up. Hey, like you told me about that other situation, at least you got something better than nothing, right? So we're gonna leave it like that, and I'm sure he'll scrape you up.
Okay.
At least they can get you a can of C23 and probably about five packs of plugs.
No, it won't either.
But no, I ain't gonna hold the show up. I just wanted to get on here and just get my little report for the weekend. Had a great time. And we're going to get busy
man,
again.
I had a great time hanging out with y'all.
Yes, sir, James.
Anytime,
you got a beautiful
man,
car.
Anytime.
The car turned out marvelous. I think you shocked a lot of people how it turned out. And you did some gangster shit. You just parked that bitch in the lane, and you just told Cliffy here, you can just take that little $200 deposit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I'd rather not show my hand for no $200 to $1,000. And I respect that. That's
yes,
OG
sir.
Style. You feel me? So, all right, fellas, I'm going to go back on me.
I got to ask you one thing because I just got a thing, and I think Fat Albert got the text, too.
What's up?
Fat Albert?
Yo, uh-huh.
Did you get the check?
Did I get the check?
No, the text.
Text message. Look at the phone, fella.
Yeah, I got it.
Come on with it. I mean,
go ahead, tell
what
him.
You got to ask
him,
me?
I don't want to say like I lied to say something. Now, go ahead and tell him. Tell him the check.
All right, it says Marcus said
verbatim.
What?
How you say
what?
It?
Verbatim. Here it goes. Marcus said pressure was his only call out.
Tricky Ricky. All right, know who that
I
is.
Listen. I don't care nothing to say. I don't care nothing to hear about nothing. If a bitch got his text you said, then therefore they ain't got enough heart to say it like a man. So therefore, I don't want to hear it. I'm going on mute, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Now, Superheart, what was you about to say?
Whoa.
I didn't finish reading it, though.
I had more to
Wait. Y'all got to let him go ahead and finish reading. I don't care. Let everybody.
We already
finished reading. Let's
say it.
No, let's
talk about some fucking welfare, Willie.
You got it.
Looking for smoke at the creek.
I already know. We are, and Marcus told him, well, when he runs pressure back, he'll run welfare Willie. Tell that motherfucking hairdresser, we ain't talking to him. We're going to talk to the owner. That's all that it is. Leave it alone. If you ain't going to talk for your car, because we already talked to the owner of the car. The owner already told us we can get another date anytime that we want to race that car. So stop worrying about welfare Willie.
Fat Albert. I'm trying to say what was said, right?
Yeah.
God
damn.
I already knew what he said. He commented
on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was going to read the whole thing off, you know, inquiring minds.
Yeah. I was going to read the whole thing. Y'all cut me off.
Go ahead, Mr. Hawk.
I'll go back. Marcus said pressure was his only call out, but just made a post looking for smoke at the creek with Bigfoot. But he's ducking Welfare Willie, saying he won't race him until he gets his race back with pressure, ducking at his best. Oh, Lord.
Hey, so let me ask you this.
Hold on.
So let me ask you this.
Okay, but then it says, tail tuck way up his ass. Now I'm done.
Hey, who? He said what?
It said your tail is tucking way up his ass.
That sound gay for real. But anyway, listen to me. Listen, the same way them guys run that program, that's what CJ told me. He run his program the way he want to run his program. We run ours the way we run ours. Can't nobody tell me the way what I got to do with mine, and I can't tell another person what they can do but us. It ain't no middle.
No, I'm just saying, but y'all got to meet up in the middle to run. Somehow y'all got to make it.
It's
right.
No middle.
Maybe y'all should run.
It's
both.
No middle.
Listen, maybe why don't y'all both run?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey,
Joe, hold on.
You want to run him? He wants to run you.
Hey, Marcus. Listen.
Why don't you run both cars that same day?
I don't care. Hold up. Listen, Joe. I don't give a fuck about no Welfare Willie. I done ran him before. Understand that. See, that's what y'all don't get it. Y'all laughing, hee-hee and shit, but y'all don't understand it. I already ran the car.
Hold up, Marcus.
I lost. Okay, cool. I'm on to the next.
That.
I lost to CJ.
Oh.
Now I wanted some get
so
back because that means more to me. But that means more to me. So if he don't want to go, that's fine.
That's what I was getting ready to get at.
Teammates and teammates, that's what they're doing. They up there playing the game. They want to be able to do what y'all run.
Well, they can't play no game on me because either a motherfucker want to race or they don't. I told Tricky Ricky, stay the fuck out of shit that he ain't got nothing to do with. He come on, man.
But that's
go ahead, CJ, what you got
to say? That's CJ's teammate, though.
I wouldn't give a damn if it was his ass mate. Go ahead, CJ. Come on, talk.
All right, listen, this is the thing. The same way how Antoine go back and forth with me about shit about you, that's the same thing with Rick. You can't knock that no matter what. So that's going to be a dead issue. He going to say what he want to say no matter what. And that goes for Davey also.
But I ain't got to entertain it.
Back to what was said is this. You want to use me as a crutch. I ain't worrying about that. I'm going to run you, Val.
No. I want to run you.
Listen,
I want to run you.
Wait a minute. You said you
if
lost
you think
to
you'll
Daisy.
Crush you, that's what.
Wait, wait. You said you lost to Daisy, but you moving on. Okay, cool. You said you lost the pressure, but you want to get back. So
yeah,
what's the reason why you don't want to run Daisy when both of y'all sit just alike now? At first y'all didn't, but now you do.
It don't matter, man. You said just alike. So what I'm saying is the
hey,
reason.
That's
the
what
reason.
You think, that's on
listen,
you.
listen.
Like
okay.
Somebody.
Well, okay.
But that's
okay.
What
well,
you
listen.
Say.
You want to know what's? You want to know the reason why I want to run you back? Is because I want you to get me at my best. If you're gonna get me
okay.
at my best. That's why.
Okay.
That's
so,
all I'm saying.
So you Welfare Willie got right you. Welfare Willie got you at your best, and you say you lost, so that's why you moved
at that
on.
Point. At that point in time, yes.
But
at that point in time,
whole, but he coming at you.
It don't
with
matter.
A whole different caliber cop.
It don't.
You
it
matter.
Don't matter. It don't. Not to me.
So
it don't.
So what you just tell him, man? You don't want to race him for real. Just all
I
you
told him.
Tell him
hold up. I told him. I told him this goddamn 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. But your man keep egging like a hair on a motherfucker nutsack. And that shit
well,
get annoying. So
that.
You tell a motherfucker,
like
you tell a motherfucker
Rick,
what they want to hear.
I'm going to put it out there. Since I haven't seen it or heard it, so I'm going to say it like this. Tricky Rick and everybody else, he's not going to run with it with you, no matter what. So let
I
it
don't,
go.
Hey, Joe,
I don't want
to.
I'm not interested to. I'm not interested to run where I fight Willie. That's what I
said.
Okay,
so now I don't
have I had people. Yeah. Yeah, that shit did.
So right now. You want to chase me, but I'm telling you like this, and I told you, I'm going to run you, dog. But I'm going to run you when I want to run you. Right now, I want to get them other people in your crew.
Okay.
So once
all right,
I
that's
get
cool,
them
but
later,
I,
then I will get you, and I told you that.
That's cool.
It's
that's cool.
Like
and I answered, you ducking. But I answered the man that asked me who I want to call out, and that's you. So with that being said, I ain't going to speak on it no more, and that's it is what it is.
Because I'm on your mind. That's why you can't. I mean, you so fucked up about that race, to be honest. And I'm gonna keep it.
Man, that race,
man,
listen, that race don't mean shit to me, man. I just want to get the race back for both potentials to be full. That shit didn't mean nothing. Come on, man.
Out of all your other races that you lost to, now all of a sudden you want to get back so bad. I mean, it don't make sense. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well,
make it
listen.
Make sense.
You should want me to
you
get
tell
get back
everybody
so bad.
Else, they want to get back. Oh, let's, nah, you gonna
hey,
you gonna win. Shouldn't you
want me to get back? Let
I
me ask you that.
You point blank period. I told
no,
you
no, no, no. I'm
period.
Asking. Hold. I'm saying. Shouldn't you want me to get back?
You wanna go there? I'm gonna
shouldn't you want me to get back? Yes or no?
Listen. You wanna go there? What I tell
you? You can't answer the shit.
No. Fuck all that. I'm going to keep it 100. You talking about you wanted to get back. I gave you the opportunity to run it back. I told you go get A-ball first, and we can lock both races in.
I told you A-ball not going to run you. And I told you A-ball not going to run you. A-ball tried to run you. A-ball tried to run you.
A-ball said tonight we're going to talk about it.
Well, okay. Then that's on him. But I answered it for him at that point in time. So at
well,
that point in time, you should have said, okay, well, fuck it.
For the truck. So evidently, you can't do nothing, but you talk about somebody else can't speak for something.
Who can't speak for the truck?
No, what I'm saying is that's basically what you're saying. You said he can't go out there, but that man said he won a race.
No. I said that he wasn't going out there because he said he wasn't going out there that night. That's why I said it. He said that after the fact that he tried to run you.
He did say that. He did say that, CJ.
That's keeping it a bad.
Yeah. If that's what he said, that's what he said.
And that was the truth.
But I'm just going off of what I said the whole weekend. I guaranteed y'all over and over. I said I will run y'all after I run Bigfoot. Did I not tell y'all that all weekend?
Man, I don't remember. It's been a long week.
Yeah, I bet the fuck it has been. I told you, you like that podcast shit, make your shit look good. It's all good. I don't do this shit for fame. I do this shit just for fun, homie.
Oh, it's always for fun with me. I'm just saying I want some get back. That's all I'm saying.
And you will get it. Best believe that. You're going to get it. But you keep chasing me like a motherfucking ex, dog. I ain't got time for it. I told you you're going to get it. You're going to get it, too. You ain't got to worry about it.
That's called on your neck. That's what it's called. That's called on your neck. That's all it is.
Nah, that's called press.
Shit, you got somebody on your neck and you done.
You crazy.
Hey, Rick, let me go, Rick. I said what I said. He said he don't want no smoke with Westman Willie.
And that's cool. But let me get this point. Put out there.
I don't
in the
listen. I don't care to hear nothing of what he said.
You ain't got to listen. You can hang out.
I don't care to hear nothing he got to say.
I don't.
You ain't
fuck.
Doing shit.
What
all you doing is talking to your mouth for somebody
else's
car. That's all you doing.
That no day.
Man, text me and
when
said,
it come
"Do
to
not
Davey
listen
car,
to
you.
You have no
you
concerns
like it
and you have
so
no
you
right to the car.
All you want,
so therefore,
but you gonna deal with
I don't have to talk to you.
Keep ducking with your tail up under your ass.
and move
on. I'll deal with Mike. I'll deal with Big Mike. It's a lot more easier.
Mike ain't
going to
get shit done.
Ain't no bullshit involved, none of that. Oh, yeah, he will.
It ain't never been no bullshit involved.
I guarantee you that when the race happens, it'll happen without you involved. Now, believe that.
I bet it won't.
Okay. All right.
Tricky Rick and Marcus. Look, fuck all
I'm done with
you
it.
You said it ain't going to happen, Rick. It ain't going to happen. Let it go. That's all we can do.
I'm done with it. I'm gone.
Like he said, move on to the next, so just we're going to take his advice. Move on to the next and just let it go. Stand right. down. You know what it is.
That's what it is, fellas. All right,
hold on, you guys. I'll go ahead and open up this next mic. Hold on 1 second. All right. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Joe, I don't know how I got back in the queue. I didn't know I was out.
Where Antoine at? What up, Fed Ever? That man charged $60 for a $200 deposit.
Fat Albert.
All I'm going to say is, y'all motherfuckers been cheating me. God damn. $60
for a Fat Albert. Man, listen. Hey, Fat Albert, I'm going to tell you some real stuff. And I'm just going to say this. I watched the race at the Hill. Well, you know the Hill. Now, watch what I'm going to tell you. I watched a $10,000 race, and I watched him demand $500. Come on, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. See, I already know these tactics and antics.
Listen,
I walked away from when all that happened. When I seen what had happened, I just laughed at the shit, and I walked away. I don't believe he got paid that number, but I believe he did get something. But didn't they say
Pro Stock Joe got a practice tree, right? And if you bet 100, he get 20 of it. He get 20%.
Yes.
That's crazy.
No. It's $20. It's $20 for every grudge race that he does on his practice tree. So he wins.
All right. But what I'm saying to you, if you bet $100, that's $20. That's 20%.
Yeah. But no. It was a flat fee of just $20, from what I was told. It was just a flat fee of $20.
Well, like they say, you can't knock nobody hustle, but God damn, he raping you. No, not you ain't even raping you. You's a damn fool if you do that shit.
But you got to look at it this way. That's that
no,
man's
no,
thing.
No, we ain't going to
Ho. If y'all sit there and allow him to do that, and y'all already
good
know
report.
What this fee is, then that's it. That's on y'all.
No, that's true in a sense, but damn, man, that's just some rotten-ass shit.
$60 on a $200 deposit? God damn.
Who the fuck does that? Motherfuckers go to jail for lesser shit than that.
Yeah. All right, let me put this for example. If somebody get in your pot, right, that people don't, never get in your pot, right? Would you charge them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everybody raised
different. I let everybody know when you get in my pot, it's 10% automatically. If you get in my pot, it's 10%. I let every automatic. It goes to the car. Yes. Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how you do things. Some people don't do that, though. You know what I mean? When that car lose, they don't get that money back.
Yeah, but Joe Gray work on it like a loan shark. On the loan shark in the north, it's like either 50% or 30%. So that's what he's doing. I used to be a loan shark, and I used to charge them 50%. So it's up to you if you want to pay that back every week.
Money Mike, you heard that, right? Did he put me out there and said I was a loan shark? God dang.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I had already started texting you. Said, can I borrow $5,000? I was texting you, but I guess I'll clear it.
Look, the man going to be at my house
tomorrow. God, dog.
Pro stop. $60. $200 deposit. Good God almighty.
Damn.
You can't fault a man for doing that. If you want to pay that.
That's right.
You're right. What they ain't gonna do? I ain't gonna hurt another man's pocket. You know,
I respect that, and you really don't supposed to knock nobody hustle, but goddamn, some motherfuckers just rock.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I wouldn't have paid it.
That's just rotten, man. I don't understand it, but hey, okay.
Hold on one second, guys. I missed one phone guy too. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry about that. 914-4334. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry I missed it, cause I just happened to look down. I thought, oh shoot, I missed one.
Nah. Let me just say, man, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. But a lot of problems. Everybody talk about this and all that other stuff. Joe, you gotta get big pop to your security there. They that
yes.
out. They kept that starting line clean as best they could with as many people that was there. Yo, I was like, damn. Work with all those cars in the stage playing, yo, y'all did y'all thing, and I have to take my hat off to you. And the best three races that I kind of one,
hey,
the number
phone
one
breaking
race
up.
Was that Gordo race. That Gordo race, man, he drove that car in the sand. That Nova and that Orange Vegas, boy, them boys went down through there. Oh my God. And then that Mustang that gave that Mustang the 1-1, I think they said Ken was driving those to me.
Hey, your phone sounds like shit, man.
Yeah, break it up.
I think you got background noise, maybe on speakerphone.
I'm sorry, is that better?
Yeah, that's
hold
good.
On. Oh, yeah,
good.
There you yeah. go.
Nah, I was saying big props has to go to the staff, the security staff. They kept the line clean. Fat Albert, you know. Did his thing, you know, stopping the track and making sure that starting line stayed clean because there was a whole lot of people there. So, I mean, you know, that was a job. So big props to the security system. I mean, the security people there.
Appreciate the
track guys. Oh, my God. Them boys stayed busy to give everybody a good track. They stayed busy. They did their thing. They earned their money that day. And like I was saying, the best three races that I saw was number one was that Gordo race. Man, he drove that car in the sand pits trying to get that money. That was one. Number two was that white Nova and that orange Vega. Boy, them boys went down through there. Oh, my God, they went flying down through there.
Yes,
And then number three was that race with the Mustang from New York that gave that other Mustang a spot. That was probably my top three races. But overall, there was a lot of races. Props to everybody who showed up. And, you know, even if you couldn't make it, you know, at least you tried to make it. You know, the atmosphere was like really magnificent, like food everywhere, racing everywhere, gambling everywhere. I mean, it was put it like this. It was the perfect therapy for me to get away from New York. I took my wife with me. Yo, she said the banana pudding itself was worth the trip and for her to cheat on her diet. So,
I told you. Didn't I tell you about that banana pudding?
I got some from Killer. Thanks, Killer. And, yo, check this out. She literally... 5 minutes ago, I had a little bit left. She said, yo, did you eat your banana pudding yet? And I told her, matter of fact, she texted me, and I didn't answer. So she came downstairs to the man cave. She said, did you eat your banana pudding yet? I said, no. She said, can I have it? I said, I don't know. You're going to do that thing I like? Nah, I'm fucking with you. Can't wait. So I'm looking forward to the next one. I'm hoping I'm gonna bring my car out, man. I think this trip, you know, got a little fire up underneath me, you know, to start, you know, getting involved with the cars again and stuff like that. You know, a lot of stuff going on, but I'm getting everything back on track. So, I mean, big props to you know, you, Joe, and your staff and everybody that helped to make that event go as smooth as possible, man. And I'm looking forward to participating in your next one.
Okay, so Swizzle.
Hey, Joe, you know one time I forgot to give recognition to Ghetto Cowboy. He looked good all weekend. I got to give him credit. He looked good.
Yeah, you got to say he went out there and he did his thing.
Yes, sir. He did his thing. I just thought about him. Yes, he did. Yes,
you
he
know,
did.
I got to tell everybody something, too. I got to tell everybody thanks for supporting not only me, but a couple other things that were out there, like Crunch with his book. I got to say, I like that when somebody backs up one of our own guys. It was perfect. It
that was Crunch.
Sales, you know, that was great. Crunch with his book.
Yeah, it was Crunch.
Yeah, that was Crunch. He did his thing. I was happy everybody backed him up, man. Really
hey,
did.
Joe.
Yeah.
I told Crunch, I said, Crunch, you good peoples, but why is you the crew chief of an ugly motherfucker like Mark Jackson? And he busted out laughing. I bought two books from him.
Oh,
that's
man.
Exactly what I told
him. Damn.
Hey,
nah,
Smizzle.
But, you know, it was all good. I love that, the way everybody went back supporting each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we said, we can still race each other and still be friends. Golly,
I might be ugly, bitch, but I don't look like no raggedy ass seaweed like you, motherfucker.
Well, fuck you. Hey, listen, fuck you. I'm framing up this $20.
Hey man,
that I got for
you got it.
I'm framing. You said I'm framing it. Damn.
Hey,
I should have signed it, motherfucker. You ain't eight ball.
But look, y'all missed it when we was in the stage lane where me and Mark was over there with Jack Antor and Buddy Blow. And, man, we ain't goddamn have a ball in that stage lane.
No bullshit.
Some of the best stuff ever happened in the stage lanes, man.
Hey, I just want to say it was good to see for me, seeing Kevin Hunt and Swizzle again, I ain't seen them dudes in a minute.
Yeah, I was happy to see a lot of people that I ain't seen in a long time. Ronnie Titus was there. It was great. Like a family reunion. It was like, man. And now Ronnie done got the book, so Ronnie will be back in the car again. You know, I love that when they can do it that way.
Swizzle had some
see.
Good apple pie, too, Joe.
Some good apple pie?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I ain't touched no moonshine all week. But I paid for this. Oh, man. I should have never mixed it. I should have stayed to my white, and that was it. I went from brown to white.
Anybody try them strawberry shortcakes that Jump was selling? Did anybody try those? Man, they were
good.
I tried those a couple of years ago, and Jump knows I like those shits, and that motherfucker didn't bring me none. Wait until I see him. I'm going to put my sriracha up his ass.
He had some out there, Sammy. His mom was out there selling them.
Yeah, I know, but he knows I like them. He didn't bring them for a while. Now he brought them, and he didn't tell me about them.
Oh, okay.
The last time I bought them was about 4 years ago, and I bought like 20 of them in one shot from his dumb ass.
He ain't tell me neither. And I saw him. Hey, Joseph, you see all the races. All the races are good, right? But let me ask you, what, in your opinion, makes the best grudge race?
My best opinion, I ain't going to lie, they both make clean shots, and they both leave the same, and it's a door-handle fight. I mean, that shit that Gordo and me, you can't beat that. I'm being real about it.
You know why Gordo
that
comes out?
That
might have
been the best race, yo.
Yeah,
Gordo was
I really like
Gordo was because everybody entered their rivalry that been going on. And it's fun, but that's what makes it fun for me, the rivals, the shit talking. Hey, shit, they was on my ass with the dumbest line read. But, you know, it is what it is. The rivalry and the shit talk is what it is. All that
correct.
Shit, everybody want to be friends and all that. Nobody really got no hatred towards each other. But if you don't have, like, a rivalry, It's not as exciting. All that, oh, he's a nice guy. We went out there. We got it in. Now, fuck that. Curse his ass out. That's what makes it fun for me.
I don't know. James hates Christmas.
But, you know, I don't got nothing with that, man. He just, you know, we shit talk. Marcus cussed me out. He's an ugly Ninja Turtle looking motherfucker. But he came up to me and gave me a hug, all that good shit. Like, that's what it is. And that's why Gordo is going to be more successful when he brings the fucking wagon back. Because the rivalry's there. But that's what's going
to
keep it
me
going.
Me is one of those guys that talk shit regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie to you. Me talk shit, and you got to give him credit. He wins. He say a little slick stuff. It's cool. I like it. He said, yeah, but he laughed about it and walk away. You know,
the biggest rival right now is James and Cliff. Boy, they was like,
there
that's
you
not
go.
A rival. That's not
but,
a rival.
But that's over with. Cliff ain't never coming at James.
Man, listen.
Bullshit.
What?
Yeah. You wait till they get on the. You wait till both them cars at the track and get a Cliff make a hot shit.
Yes,
boy,
sir.
Cliff gonna jump on James' ass.
Hey, James.
That's not gonna happen. I'm gonna take one of
them. Hey, James. Hey, a matter of fact, James.
That's gonna
I
be
need
a rival.
That $20, James. James, I need that $20.
Nope. Hey, check this out though. James is not. Listen, I can't say it because it's funny as hell, and he said what he said. But listen. I don't know. Cliff said he was going, but buddy, he had no finish out there, just in my opinion. But I can't knock the man. He said he was going. But y'all seen the two cars? What the fuck y'all think? You don't know.
Well, Mark, he said yesterday
Mark,
on the show,
Mark,
he on
Mark,
Antoine ass. He on Antoine
Mark,
ass.
Yeah.
Man,
Mark, you're the two blood racer. You know better than I have to talk to my dad.
Hey, Mike, listen, man, who am I to say what the man ain't going to do? I don't know what the man going to do.
$20.
But, Mark,
I got
to ask you a question, Mark. Are you going to sponsor Hassan for the rest of the year?
No.
But wait. Now, don't get me wrong.
Young James.
He did come back, man.
No.
He pulled it back.
But
let me be real with you. Real rap.
You did say
if
that
I would have gotten that car, I would have beat the shit out of Antoine. But Antoine took from the start.
Mike, come out that bathroom, Mike. You echoing. Yeah, come out that bathroom.
Okay, what about now? Young Stan, you did something for that man, yo. You did something for Hassan, yo. That dude love you for life, yo. He said, I always want to go down the track. And I asked him.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's
he
all
locked in race.
Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all don't know. I'm going to be real about it. After he lost that race, I'm just being real about it. Hassan bet $400 on the race. I seen it. When we ran meet,
but
I'm
going to tell y'all
Hassan
something.
Hassan bet $400 out of his pocket.
Oh,
did
wow.
he win?
Okay.
Yeah, he won. He bet on the gap. He said he'll bet on the gap.
Good God Almighty! What race
I'm
he
not
bet
lying.
On?
Hold. I'm not lying.
Hold up. So you tell me
what
this man
bet
$400, but could only bet $40 on himself?
You hear what I said? No lie. And I'm not being real about it because I can tell you who he bet because I was standing right there when the money was going down and Shanita was holding one part of the money.
Hassan ain't dumb.
And
the
one hand is in. That's it.
He came up in the stands and he cleaned up. He cleaned up.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Whoever said that shit about when they ran, Hassan was coming back on Twan, that's a goddamn lie.
Man, that car, you're putting his phone back down, man.
Hey, Mike.
I tell y'all, y'all try
Mike,
that shit
on,
again.
Hold on, Mike. I'll take that same car and do that same race with Antoine. I bet you it'll be different.
I tell you what.
Yeah, it might
be bring,
a little
let me,
closer,
tell you what. I tell you what, Mark. We'll do four-door cars apiece. Let's get busy.
Your wife needs not ultimate, right?
I bring my dad's car. My dad's
no,
Ford.
No, bring your
car.
Wife. Listen.
She don't have it. Listen. I bring Nissan. Yes, I bring a Nissan. But my wife just traded in her car yesterday for her new truck. I ain't lying to you.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all made that much money?
hey, Silverheart. I said I was never gonna jump out there with somebody else like that again. But boy, they got a way to get that Antoine and fucking Rob and Marcus and his little cousin, the little short, light skinned motherfucker with the dreads.
Davion.
That motherfucker, boy, I swear to God, I'm gonna find something. Foot race, basketball shootout. I'm gonna find a way to get his ass or something.
Hey, Mark, didn't I just tell you I told you I was going to get some money out of you? Damn, but I got $40 out of you, so I got the same thing when LeBron came down and fucked y'all
look,
up.
The bad part about it is I was trying to say, I said, I'm not going to jump out there high time. But they found a way to get money out of me, $20 in a check. They came like Pat the Hyena.
well, I tell you what.
But Mark, he locking in raises for Dion raises. So I guess you gotta what you gotta be. He locking in raises for Dion raises.
What? Hell, he owed Brittany punk out money.
Oh Lord. Listen.
So, well.
Listen.
I made two bets.
Right, but he don't know. He don't know how to. He loves it, but he don't know how to. What he did was, he didn't know to stab the gas. He let off the brick, then stabbed it after it started moving. Like he's not knowledgeable in racing. And I'm not. And that, don't think I'm not kicking his back in and talking behind his back. He need to learn.
Man,
but listen,
I found out I did a TikTok video. You know that.
Hey, who got the TV on or the radio on in the background? Who got that on?
Man, Long Island Joe, I'm going to send you another view of my race since you just said that. Hold on.
Antoine rolled the window down and stuck his hand up, gave him the middle finger. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but he was giving the middle finger up.
Hold on. I got to open up the mic right now. This might be the man here. This might be the manager. 240-8947. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on now?
If Hassan reneged on our race, I'd like to have my race back at Dion's race. You sponsor him, Mark.
Greg, that's Gregory.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he said, listen, I talked to him Saturday. I said, I ain't going to be so hard on you. Instead of the 105, I'll do 5 on the 25. And he can leave first.
Gregory.
Yeah.
Mr. Gregory.
I talked to you too, Mark, but I don't think you remember because, you know, you was kind of bending your elbow right in there, but it's cool.
No, I swear, I don't mean no disrespect. You got to just tell me who he was because I'll be talking to all these different people and I don't remember everybody's name, but I mean no disrespect. I would never like to blow you off, but I probably didn't know who you were talking to. But I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Gregory, no thank you.
Okay, what you trying to run it with? What you trying to run it with?
I got a 2009 BMW 3 Series.
Oh, okay.
Fat Albert and Long Island, check your inbox. I just sent y'all the video. Now look at that. Look at that angle.
I tell you one thing, Joe. Gregory cooked some hella fried fish. Him and his sister.
But I got a
spot. Fat Albert, what you think about the potatoes?
I got a spot, because he love it. He'll be down to go. He'll be a good crew member to help out, get the car. He'll love that. So that's what I'm going to do for him. That's my continued sponsorship. And as he progresses, then he might be able to get in a taxi cab or something. But,
hey, just say, Antoine, you crazy as hell, boy. Just say.
I'm bringing him up. I am bringing him up here when Gordo have his race. I am going to bring him up here. So if y'all get me drunk enough, y'all might get him again.
Just say.
Yeah,
you might have just opened up something so where he will go out there and be a racer. You know, you never know. You gave a man a chance.
That's all. You can't fuck yourself for that.
Silver Hawk, that man was real happy,
yeah.
Yo. Yeah, mom.
Huh? Yeah. He was happy.
You,
he showed
that
me.
Boy, it was, he was like a kid getting everything he wanted for Christmas.
Yes, man. He was. He ran to me, showed me his ticket. He said, Silver Hawk. I said, yeah. He said, I ran 11-0 in the eighth. I said, okay, if that's good or bad.
Let me tell you exactly why. Y'all might not know this, right? And it might be irrelevant, but I know he do know, remember this. Yeah, do y'all remember who gave me my first chance? Do you know who gave me my first chance?
Who?
Joe Gray.
Who? Oh, Joe Gray. Oh.
Joe Gray.
I gave
Joe
you
Gray
my first,
was the first one. You were the first one to ever sponsor me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Joe Youngest son sent that thing down there that Saturday night. I said, good doubt he sent the Vega down through there.
Do you remember that, Joe, when you had your first pictures? And
I remember.
I don't think it was the Showtime. I think it was Blackbird.
Hey, Silverhawk.
Yeah.
We'll do that again.
Was that you up in the stands heckling the dude on Saturday? The dude was up in the bleachers.
That?
You was down that. You was in the bleachers. You was down on the lower level, and the dude was up a couple rows up. Y'all was going back and forth. Was that you?
It might have been. I was going at it with a bunch of people.
Okay.
Was it the guy with the beard?
Shit, I don't even remember. I turned around, but I don't even remember.
Yeah, well,
hey,
I know I bet it on the voice. I ain't never met
but
you, but your voice sounds familiar from what I heard.
Yeah,
from the person in the stand Saturday.
But
yeah,
I
was up there.
I
was going back and forth a couple people.
Hold up,
hey, Silverhawk, why you ain't run nobody?
Did y'all remember? Y'all don't remember. I don't know if y'all shouted it out earlier, but do y'all remember?
I had a problem.
That today is
What happened with the race with
You heard me, Joe?
With two. The race with what?
Huh, Joe?
No, we didn't hear you. What did you say, young thing?
I said I don't know if y'all shouted out, but if y'all remember, today is the anniversary for Sean, Big Sean.
Oh wow.
Man.
Nah, I don't remember.
I was just talking. I think I was talking to James something about Sean the other day. Wow. That's
me. Anybody know? But boy, you could imagine. Could you imagine if Sean still alive? He got a hold of the Badmouth crew. Oh my God.
That
would be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah, that'd
be
nice.
While this is on my mind, I forgot to tell y'all, big shout-out to Joe, Larry, and Dexter. They donated to the Children's Hospital. I announced it on the microphone, if y'all heard it or not. They gave a nice check to the Children's Hospital, man. So big up
that's
to them
up,
for
man.
That. Man. They donated to the Children's Hospital. So,
hey, what happened to the race where the boys from up north? Didn't they have an all-motor race supposed to happen? That
yeah,
Malibu and that Camaro?
All-motor race. Dang.
The Malibu won.
Did they race?
Yeah, the Malibu won, Mark. And for a whole lot of cookies.
Okay,
got timed out, Marcus.
Who got timed out?
Big Tech, I'm Jimmy them. Red messed up in the trees.
Wow.
So did he go down there? Did he chase at all, or he just stopped?
They just went down that Friday night, but after that, I don't know. Red had a long ride home.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
When is the next Joe Gray event at Bud Creek?
Memorial Day weekend.
That's Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will slow time be there?
That does Ben Witty Saturday, right? That Albert in Memorial, I mean, MRI the next day, like regular, right?
Right, right, right.
And Friday night, what,
Antoine.
Ladies night?
Yeah. Antoine, who did you say going to be there?
Well, Slow Time be there. That's what the fuck I said. I said it.
You said Slow Time. We ain't got nobody
that's
over here. We got somebody.
Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Will No Time be there? There we go.
Oh, Lord. He went from Slow Time to No Time. Good.
Antoine.
Because I know. Because I know of a pretty greenish, bluish Mustang that is the baddest stock for space in the motherfucking DMV that will probably be there. That don't mind running for you for your number, for your much.
Oh, Antoine, you wasted your time. You wasted your time for
you
asking that.
Marcus, shut your big ginger looking ass up.
Marcus, you wasted time, Marcus. Is he wasting air time?
He wasted his time, man. He wasted air time, man. I wonder why you ask that shit.
I got nothing but time right now. So all I'm gonna tell you is keep that same energy, my brother.
Well, you got a whole bunch of Mustangs. You got Yellow Bird.
No,
got,
bitch, don't worry about somebody else. Talk about. Listen, you have to. Hey, listen, let me tell you like this. Showtime is a bad motherfucker. Where like when a motherfucker said he gonna fight, that motherfucker out there. He ain't gonna go out there and say, hold on, let me go get my cousin or my brother. Is OBB
How can you call a car a bad motherfucker if he ain't done nothing? God damn.
Listen. It don't have to listen. All I'm going to tell you.
It ain't done shit. So how can you talk about it being bad?
I know.
We've been hearing this shit since December, man.
Don't you get tired of selling
wolf tickets and shit?
I did not. It ain't no wolf. It ain't no ticket. It ain't nothing. My proof is I did not get a chance to test. But I'm going to tell you, when I get a hold of y'all,
I don't want to hear all that bullshit.
Red Rock.
This is what I'm going to do for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Come 1.4-barrel cast intake on nitrous. Don't talk me to fucking death, bitch.
Who said all of that? Listen, now you want to sit me to death. Didn't you say on your show, don't be talking about no parts?
Listen, I said what I said, and you know why I said what I said.
Don't talk me to death.
Why y'all want people to build a car, Swan? If a man got something different, ask for a spot or leave it alone.
Listen, hold up, watch this. I'm about to show you something. Watch this. Mark, I'll take the breaking clear from you. You come how the fuck you come. Watch this.
Ooh, you'll wow. take what you'll take. Hold on. I bet you this. I'll have a car at Joe Gray's event since you want to get me so bad and Slow Time and so dead. I'm going to have a motor car there to run you head the fuck up.
I'm not here. Man, fuck the motor car, bitch. I'm talking to you about your car. I don't give a fuck about your cousin's car, your uncle's, Tom, Dick, Sally, Harry, Babe, Jesus, pussy, anything. I don't fuck about none of that shit.
No.
I'm talking about you.
Somebody turn the TV down. Somebody got a TV on. How is your truck coming, Antoine?
The way it's all coming.
All still off last on the 28th. I got glass and steel.
So run me head the fuck up, mouth.
Okay, come off the fucking trailer then, mouth. And I won't ask for a spot, bitch. All right, then shut the fuck up.
Come on, there's no need to even talk about it because he's not going to do all that.
Get back on the porch.
How you doing today? What did you eat for breakfast?
Thank you for the business. Hennessy, motherfucker. That you didn't bring back.
You choked and burned your throat.
Antoine. I got all motor.
And
what can me you do?
You got the head up pass. Next.
Come on, man.
I got
you've been trying,
Silverhawk.
Listen, I'll deal with Silverhawk. I'll talk to Silverhawk, motherfucker. I don't like your ugly ass bitch. You're a pink lip, polka dot looking motherfucker. So fuck you.
You pay me.
Damn, good.
Why did you pay me
all
off?
Y'all, boy. Y'all,
man,
boy.
I didn't
y'all
feel like racing your ugly
hey,
ass.
Hey, hey, Fat Albert.
Yo,
you didn't
yo,
know that Antoine
yo.
Paid me punk out, did you?
Man, I gave
oh,
him
no.
that little raggedy. I gave him that little raggedy $50 Fat Albert because I didn't feel like fucking the damn track up. After you had all them cars
right.
going, I said, "Fuck it, you."
I don't
$50.
Give a fuck.
Fuck you.
Antoine,
I don't give a flying fuck about you.
Antoine, I appreciate you doing that. That's
fuck
respect
him.
for the real for the grudge cars.
And you paid punk out for your wife.
Man, motherfucker, did you just hear what I just said? I wasn't fucking that damn track up. I was
thinking
too
much. I don't give a fuck. I'm at this point in time, I'm up on your raggedy ass.
You sure you up on me? Are you sure you up on me? Are you sure
well,
everybody beat your pockets
I'm,
off in the sand?
Listen. I'm up on you with me and you. You might be up on me with everybody else. But fuck you, D-Wee, Nickelodeon-looking motherfucker. How about that?
Oh, man.
Antoine.
Yo.
I tell you what. I don't drive a car, but I get in there if you get in there. And I'll run your head up.
I don't drive cars. I just don't.
Me either.
I ain't getting in there.
Okay.
Fuck it. Hey, Silver.
I'm scared.
Tell him to put his Ninja Turtle brother in there, fat bitch, and put Lil' Simon in yours. He drive cars.
Yeah.
Put your fat bitch brother in there, his 4'11", 230-pound ass in there, and let him get in the fucking seat. And you see what the fuck happens.
Head up, let's get it.
Yeah, head the fuck up.
Don't talk me deaf.
Silverhawk car, Lil Simon drive his car, and Marcus fat ass get in your shit, move the swing arm bar, push the steering wheel back, and y'all get the fuck busy.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute. Twa, I got to call
yep.
you Twa now. Twa. Did you let your OG Bobby hands up?
Yeah. Bobby didn't ask what's
you Bobby. Driving.
He said, Bobby said,
you
driving? No.
You.
No.
Y'all damn locked in for it.
Silver, fuck that.
Try
hold
again.
Bobby
get in
hold
your
hold
car. Mark is getting his. And what the fuck is the problem?
Try again.
Mark
what can we
yours.
Do?
Fuck. Hey, Silver, fuck, he could put his cousin Gary in there. What the fuck is the problem?
What are y'all talking about? Silver Hawk, you didn't even race nobody in here at fucking North or South, and you are here goddamn talking about racing next month with Antoine.
I've been trying to get a race with
Antoine. You said you're coming to Akron, right, Marcus?
Listen.
Right?
Why didn't you bring no action down North or South? You said your car was there.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, hey,
Mark, I had a problem.
So what was the issue? I mean, I ain't hear Fat Albert talk about somebody need parts over the microphone and shit like that. Did you come down there just to say you were down there?
I had a problem.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
All right.
Marcus.
While y'all
what's
was
up?
Down
what's
there
up?
Friday, hold. While y'all was down there Friday, I was there beating my chest.
He Piedmont Pastor. So you mean tell
yeah.
me you broke on the highway from leaving Piedmont to goddamn get to a galot. Your car automatic broke in the trailer.
I was at Piedmont.
That what you telling me?
I was at Piedmont.
So you
Mark,
so you did a Gordo.
Hey Mark, can I ask you a question?
Let me did a Gordo. That's a brand new build.
Same
brand new.
Came to the track with a broken car.
Hey, Mark, can I ask you a question?
Man, what do your pink apple lip ass want, man?
When is Sweet and Low going to be out?
Sweet and Low be out when it be out. Do you hear me talking on Sweet and Low? I don't do that shit y'all do.
I said, can I ask you a question? You can answer that. All right, next, sir. No problem. I just ask you a question.
Ain't got no word.
Oh, Mar Jackson, ain't you coming to 14 Grudge Dreams with Showtime?
I don't know about what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Come
on, man.
Huh? April.
Come on, man.
April?
Talk to me.
Yeah. April what?
Like 23rd,
listen,
whatever date it is.
Within this next 2 weeks, I promise you I'm going to raise hell. But I don't know what date you're talking about, and they just told me that Mark or Mike just took over US 13, and they said the track's not right yet or whatever. This is just what I heard of y'all hometown. So US 13 is not a reputable track for me right now. But we'll see.
Interesting.
But I guarantee you, y'all come to North, to the Cojones,
listen,
or whatever. Go to
if you can run
right
at
now.
Fucking Atco Dragway, you can come to US 13. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit.
Okay.
So come get your feet wet and get
know.
Your
I'm
ass blown out.
I'm
telling you.
I'm
get your feet wet and get your ass blown out.
I might get my ass whipped, but I guarantee you, it won't be by you.
I don't need no money.
Thank you.
To be honest with
I don't
you.
Need no
But you know you're all right, Antoine. You take your squiggled ass in there, go make some chicken, and shut the fuck up.
Damn, Antoine, don't let him talk to you like that. Please don't.
You gotta bring Fat Albert about
hold
that
on,
shit.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Motherfucker, listen, when I get a hold of your ass, Mark, I'm gonna do you the same way Stevie J did Jocelyn on Love and Hip Hop and drag your bitch ass through the mud. Motherfucker.
I bet you this right now. I bet you slow time, no time, whatever you and your bad mouth bitches want to call it, be more active this year than your truck.
But we can bet
ooh.
That. Mark, you might want to be careful. Know who the fuck you're talking about right now. You might want to be
give
careful
a fuck
who
about
the
your
fuck
little
talking about.
Punk ass $200-$300 races. Showtime, at the end of the day, listen, shut the fuck up. Showtime.
Come on with it.
Races.
Let's hear this shit.
Showtime have more races at said date, and we can do this now. We can lock in with Fat Albert. 500 at the end of the year, Showtime got more races this year than your raggedy-ass truck.
That's a lot. Nothing else to talk about.
Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Tally will be.
Right
whoever car got out there and raced more this year, 2022, wins 500.
Okay. Don't tell him nothing. Okay.
So you bet that Showtime going to have more races. Oh, you said Showtime going to have more races than ODB this year?
Yep.
For $500.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo,
put that money up.
I love free money.
Yes, sir. Put that money up.
Yes. Okay.
You know what you just said?
Yes.
You know what you just said. Yeah, I was about to ask him the same thing.
My car, listen, going to have more races start from now. My car going to have more glass races than ODB.
Which car?
Hey, them boys race every week.
Which car?
Them boys race every day.
Which car?
Huh?
Which car?
Showtime.
Showtime.
I want some of that money. I want some of
that
money. That
green one?
I didn't say it was
that green.
That
green Mustang? Oh, okay.
I didn't say it was green.
Pay attention, y'all.
Hey, Jerry, you a fucking bitch.
Hey, listen, I caught it already. I caught it. Mark just hates it when he gets caught up in his own bullshit, man.
No, it's not bullshit. You got what James trying to save you. Why? I don't know. But yeah, the white white car gonna have more races than ODB.
I can tell you now, I'm going to have more races than both of them motherfuckers together. But good luck. It's already locked.
Okay.
Nothing to talk about.
Hey, James, what the fuck? Hey, you know what? I'm on your ass, Pat.
The man asked for the one and one this past week, and you scared to go.
I'm not scared. James, what are you doing? It's all right, though.
I'll take one and one.
No, sir.
The lower 70s. Northeast winds.
Ran a one-hitter.
Hey, did Mike Brown car show up?
No.
Mike didn't bring his car down?
No.
Okay.
Hey, look, so that bet is off, right? Because both of y'all said bet, so is it still on or –